This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network, which includes the Erotica Podcast, Erotica Sci-Fi and Fantasy, Erotica Loving Wives, as well as a premium Erotica Taboo Podcast, which contains more intense sexual themes. You can access the Taboo Podcast on Spotify or support the other free Erotica podcasts on Patreon, which will allow us to continue providing free content, as well as this gives members the ability to request future stories with themes of their choice. Links for everything are in the podcast description. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction, with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. Dungeon Builder's Harem Book 01 Chapter 1 This was insane. Gorgeous, beautiful, enticing, and insane, the succubus wiggled her ass at me. She shook her naked rump at me. Between her pale and slender thighs peeked the tight, bald slit of her forbidden twat. It gleamed with her excitement. The beads of her pussy juices coated her flesh. Thrusting out from her tailbone was her tail. It was long and slim save at the tip where it formed a spade-like shape. A classic devil's tail. It swished around back and forth with her excitement. Bat-like wings extended from her shoulder blades. They fluttered and quivered with eagerness. "Take me, big bro," she said in this impossibly familiar voice. But it couldn't be her. She couldn't be here. And she couldn't be a succubus. She looked over her shoulder at me, that cute and elfin face transformed into something wanton and sensual. Something full of pure sex that had twisted that innocent visage into something that had my dick throbbing. My cock pulsed and throbbed with my excitement. My chest rose and fell, my dick throbbing hard with the depraved excitement for her. Small devil horns thrust out of her fiery hair that spilled around her face. "I'm so horny," she moaned. "I'm yours now. You can fuck me all you want, big bro." "God," I groaned as her tail thrust at me. She wrapped it around my cock and pulled me towards her. I came closer and closer to ramming into her pussy. To slamming into her forbidden twat. My heart pounded in my chest as I shifted forward on my bed. Around me, the stone walls of my dungeon loomed. The room I had created with my magic. "You can do this," moaned Lana Fullman from behind me. She pressed her large breasts into my back. I felt the tingling crackle of her electricity coursing through my body. She was a lightning sprite, another type of monster girl that I had made. My first creation after I came to this world. Her hands slid over my chest. She caressed the two glyphs that were now tattooed over my heart. Lightning and darkness. I shuddered as she stroked the sources of my new magical powers. My dick twitched even more. The succubus pressed the tip of my cock against her pussy lips. "Just slam into me, big bro, and make me explode," gasped the cute and wicked succubus. "I know you've always wanted to fuck me." I swallowed. Just a week ago, I had been a normal college student. That was before I was struck by a bolt of lightning and sent into another world. A fantasy world where magic and monsters, heroes and villains lived. I had fought. Killed. I had defended my life from an invader. And now I had this impossible and gorgeous and forbidden delight before me. My little sister aching for me to slide into her pussy and fuck her. It had all started with a dream. 1 week ago, "Will you be the one to protect me?" the motherly woman asked. She floated before me, dressed like a queen. Regal and breathtaking, her skin possessing this tan vitality. Black hair fell about her majestic face. She was at once as gorgeous as a supermodel and as powerful as a general. I could see it in her brown eyes as they gazed down at me. In the way her plump lips were pursed. Her gown, a strange garment of linen, clung to her lush body, her nipples pressing at it. A belt of gold encircled her waist. She was stunning. My dick was so hard. She spread her arms wide, beckoning to me. I groaned and stumbled to the queen. I was so eager to fuck her. I grinned as her arms went around me. She pulled me to her. "Will you be the one to protect me, Leo Baldwin?" she asked without moving her lips.
"Yes."
I groaned, willing to say anything for a chance to kiss her. Make love to her. Her lips met mine. Heat seared through me. A powerful rush of passion shot down my body to my cock. It pulsed with this aching energy. It throbbed with the powerful need to erupt. My heart pounded in my chest. My fingers twitched as they grabbed her hips. Her tongue thrust into my mouth, claiming me. I gripped her curvy flesh through the gown, needing to be in her. Needing BP. Beep. Beep. I jolted awake and slapped my alarm clock. I gasped, panting. I was in my bed. I groaned as the feel of the dream queen's lips faded from mine. I licked my mouth, my heart pounding in my chest. My blood boiled as it rushed through my veins. I groaned from the heat that she had fed into me. My dick throbbed in my pajama bottoms. "Damn it," I groaned. I was so horny. The ache throbbed up my cock. I was 19. It didn't take much for that to happen. But this was worse than morning wood. That kiss seared me. Did I have time to jerk off? It was a school day. I had to get ready, but my mom and sisters were moving around in our house. I bit my lip. I could do it. If I was fast. If I had the perfect inspiration to get myself off. I kicked off my blankets, exposing my chest and flannel PJs tinted with my hard-on. I grabbed my phone off the stand. I ignored all the notifications and went to my favorite site .uporn. I put in a search for Nina Naughty, my favorite porn star. To my delight, a video I hadn't watched before popped up, posted in the last few hours. Nina Naughty Takes On 2. Sounded promising. I hit it and turned the screen sideways. I held my phone in my left hand as I thrust my right hand down into my flannel bottoms and pulled out my cock. Nina Naughty appeared on the screen. She was dressed in a slinky dress of red that barely covered her ass. She walked before the camera, her ass shaking with her movement. She turned around to throw a look over her shoulder, her bleached blonde hair swaying about her face. You could just see her tattoo of fire on her left thigh. It burned up towards her pussy hidden by the dress. "Hey, baby," the guy following her said. "You got one gorgeous ass." "Do I?" she asked and flipped up her skirt right there on the sidewalk. She flashed a gorgeous rump. Round and curvy. I caught a glimpse of her shaved pussy. I stroked myself hard. "You think this is a cute ass?" she asked. Two guys groaned. They were both excited by her. She turned around, her large breasts jiggling in the low-cut, stretchy top of her dress. Big and fake all at the same time. She had the best tits in the porn industry. Some boob jobs looked terrible. Not Nina Naughty's. "We think those tits are cute too," one of the guys said. I groaned, stroking harder as Nina said. "You think I'll flash my tits at you if you say they're cute?"
"Yes,"
the other guy said. "They're gorgeous tits. Give us a peek." She yanked down her dress. A car drove by as she flashed them in public. That always made the porn more exciting. I pumped my hand harder and faster up and down my dick. My toes curled. My balls tightened. That building pressure rose as I stared at those big and perfect boobs. Her nipples thrust out hard at the camera.
"Oh God, yes,"
one of the guys howled. Then his hand shot out and boldly cupped her. I would love to touch Nina Naughty, to stroke and grope her body. This was what I needed. The pressure rushed to the tip of my cock. I stroked myself with furious knock. Knock. Knock.
"Leo, get up,"
Mom called. "You'll be late for classes." Panic washed through me, and I killed my phone before she heard anything.
"Yeah, Mom."
I ripped my hand from my cock and groaned. There was no getting off before school. Not with her on the prowl. I sighed and rolled out of my bed. I did have to get ready for classes. I had slept in for as long as I could. I changed quickly, getting dressed. It was simple enough. I had showered last night. There was no chance for me to use it in the morning with both my sisters hogging the bathroom as they got ready for school, too. I pulled on boxers, socks, a pair of jeans, and a t-shirt with Samus from Metroid on it in a cool pose. I ran a comb through my black hair, smoothing it out. I stepped out of my room and almost ran into Mom. I stood taller than her now. She gave me a motherly smile as she strode by with a laundry basket in hand. She had black hair and hazel eyes, dressed in her nightgown still with an open house robe over it. Still in my horny state, my dick so hard, I couldn't help but notice how big and lush her breasts were. They jiggled as she passed me, the satin of her purple slip clinging to them. Fuck, they were great. I shouldn't be looking at my mother's tits.
"Morning, Leo,"
she said as she strode by.
"Welcome to the land of the living."
"Yeah, sorry, just wanted a few extra Z's."
"Uh-huh,"
she said as she walked by, her house robe swaying behind her. Part of me wished she wasn't wearing it so I could see her ass jiggling. That brought a blush to my cheeks. Jesus, what was wrong with me? That was my mother. The bathroom door opened and my older sister, Crystal, sauntered by. 20 and looking so hot in a tank top that molded to her round breasts, and a pair of panties that hugged her ass. They were pink and satiny, clinging to her curves. She headed for her room with a sway to her hips. She threw a look over her shoulder.
"Don't stare at me, perv,"
Crystal snapped at me.
"God, why do I have a gross, little brother? You're the one parading around in your panties,"
I muttered, my dick throbbing.
"Crystal, I warned you about that,"
Mom called from the end of the hallway.
"I know what you're doing."
"What am I doing, Mom?"
Crystal asked with complete innocence as she stood in front of me, her nipples poking at the front of her t-shirt.
"Teasing your brother. He's a young man. You're going to make him pop a blood gasket if you prance around like that. I should be able to prance around naked and not have to worry about him ogling me,"
Crystal said. She glared daggers at me.
"Stop staring at my tits."
Then she whirled and vanished into her room, slamming the door shut behind her. I just shook my head. I didn't get Crystal. Half the time, it was like she wanted me to stare at her even though she was my sister. The rest of the time she was pissed at me if I so much as looked at her. All she did this morning was to make my dick harder. I really, really needed to get off. The last door before the stairs opened and Garnet appeared. My little sister smiled at me. She was a petite thing, wearing her black hair and cute pigtails. She was 18 and adorable. Her innocent face lit up at the sight of me.
"Hey, big bro,"
she said.
"How'd you sleep?"
"Fine," I lied, hoping she wouldn't notice my hard-on tenting the front of my jeans. She was dressed in pink tights that vanished beneath her jean skirt and a sleeveless top that was striped with bands of white and teal. Her eyes held such excitement.
"What?
Hmm?" she asked as she fell in step beside me as we headed down the stairs.
"You're smiling."
"Oh, just happy,"
she said and playfully grabbed my arm. She was like that. Cute and mischievous. She never took anything seriously. She always made everything delightful.
"Did you get your math homework done?"
I asked her. She puffed out her cheeks in annoyance. "No.
I just didn't get one part. Can you help me? Please, please.
After classes. I promised her. She squealed in delight and kissed me on my cheek. That felt nice. Then she broke away from me and darted down the stairs the rest of the way, calling out.
Hey, Maya.
Hey, Rugrat.
Maya answered back. How you doing?
Fine. Big bro's going to help me in math.
Oh, is he?
Maya said.
That's strange. He nearly flunked math last year. You sure you want his help? I got AC.
I muttered as I reached the bottom of the stairs. My friend from next door was sitting at the breakfast table in the kitchen that Garnet ran to. Maya had brown hair that fell about her freckled, heart-shaped face. She had a big smile on her lips. She often came over for breakfast. She already had a bowl of cereal poured out before her and was eating it. Garnet was dumping her own cereal, something bright and sugary, into a dish.
Got Mr. Aino's homework done, Leo?
Maya asked as I headed to grab my own bowl of cereal. I snagged a box of shredded wheat. Mom always kept the kitchen stocked.
Yeah.
I said, the image of my sexy teacher popping into my head. Ms. Truino was the hottest teacher at my college. She was gorgeous. God, I didn't need to think about her right now. She had my dick throbbing.
He has a crush on her.
Garnet said.
Big bro and teacher sitting in a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G. First comes love, then comes marriage, then comes a baby in a baby carriage. What are you, 5?
I asked my little sister. Garnet just grinned at me as I poured my cereal.
You have a crush on your teacher, Leo?
Mom asked as she swept into the kitchen.
What, no?
I gasped, my ears burning with embarrassment.
Garnet's just being a brat. I'm never a brat. I'm too adorable to be one. Right, Maya?
Right.
Maya said. She glanced at me, a smile on her lips. He drools over her in class.
It's so embarrassing to sit beside him. Poor teacher.
Crystal muttered as she swept in wearing a pair of skinny jeans that she must have painted on, and a halter top that cradled her breasts. It was clear from how it left her back bare that she wasn't wearing a bra.
That's what you're wearing to class.
Mom said with a critical eye at my older sister.
Yep.
Crystal said and grabbed a muffin out of the glass case on the counter. She bit into it with bold defiance. Mom just shook her head. Breakfast was a noisy affair. Maya and Garnet continued teasing me about Ms. Trueno. I mean, she was hot. And I did masturbate to her all the time. I masturbated to a lot of girls and women. I was 19. But that didn't mean I had a crush on her. Bowls washed, we headed to class. Crystal hopped into her car, not wanting to walk with the rest of us. But Maya and Garnet flanked me as we headed out the door, book bags slung over our shoulders. The sun was just peeking over the horizon and warming up the air. Dew covered the grass. A freshness held in the air. The skies were blue above, but something dark loomed on the horizon. There was a chance of rain today, but at least our walk to the college would be fine.
There's Mrs. Lucina,
Maya said, nudging my arm.
You going to drool over her?
I couldn't help but glance across the street to the Lucina's house. There she was, that gorgeous MILF. She was wearing a pair of tight, white shorts and a baby doll t-shirt. She was bent over as she worked on her flower bed, her ass aimed right at the street. Those shorts clung to it in such a perfect way. That was so unfair given the state I was in. My poor cock hadn't gone soft yet. I was still hard and throbbing, still aching to come so hard. I tried not to stare. Not with Garnet smirking and Maya giggling softly.
You are such a perv, big bro.
Garnet said in a playful manner.
You're lucky I still love you. Hi, Mrs. Lucina.
Maya called boldly. I jerked my gaze from the MILF sass as she turned around.
Oh, hi, Maya.
And Leo and Garnet.
Heading to school?
Unfortunately. Garnet called.
Leo was just admiring your gardening.
He couldn't look away. I wanted to strangle my little sister as Mrs. Lucina smiled at me.
Thank you, Leo. I'm glad you appreciate my azaleas. They're coming in great, aren't they?
Why, yeah. I said, my cheeks burning hot.
Real great.
Just beautiful.
Oh, yes, he was just drooling over how beautiful it was.
Maya said, the MILF beamed at me. She had no idea how sexy she was. How gorgeous she looked. My dick wanted to just leap out of my pants. If I was bold, or if this was porn, I would run over there and yank those shorts down. Just go to town on the married woman.
Well, I have to get back to this, Mrs. Lucina said. Supposed to be a storm rolling in. Have a great day, Leo.
You too, I croaked. I cleared the frog from my cracking voice.
We have to get to class.
Both Garnet and Maya burst into giggles as I walked down the road, pulling ahead of them. Then they were whispering behind me. I just wanted to melt away. If Mrs. Lucina realized I was staring at her ass, she would be furious. I kept up my brisk pace, the girls trailing behind me. The residential street gave way to the bustling main drag through our small town. Maya and Garnet caught up with me at the light. I crossed the street and made a beeline for Morning Drip, the coffee shop on the way to our college. I like to pop in every morning and get a latte to help me wake up. To my delight, Tara was working the counter. The barista smiled at me, as perky as usual. She was 20 and gorgeous with a bright and friendly smile, her green polo clinging to her large breasts. A fall of brassy brown hair spilled around her face.
Morning, Leo,
she said.
The usual?
Yeah, I said, grinning at her.
You want anything, Maya?
Garnet?
I'm good,
Garnet said. She didn't like coffee.
He'll buy me a chai tea,
Maya said as she came up beside me.
Excellent. Tara said, tapping the order into her order screen. We'll get that right up to you. Then she whirled around and headed to start working on the drinks, her black pants hugging that cute tush.
Is there a girl you don't drool over?
Maya asked.
I'm 19.
I said. So no. Maya said and rolled her eyes. I wasn't about to apologize for that. Not when there was a girl as hot as Tara making my latte. The steam whooshed. She smiled at me as it did. Her lips were so pink and kissable. I could just crawl over the counter and God, I needed to jerk off. Drinks in hand, we headed on to school. A distant rumble echoed, the trace of thunder. Those clouds were growing closer, the northern horizon gray. It was still nice here, the sun out. Birds chirped in trees as we headed to our college. It was only a couple of blocks away. The sidewalk passed the fence that bordered the rear field. The cheerleaders were out practicing. They were wearing their blue, pleated skirts and white tops. They looked so perky. Ali Z, the head cheerleader, was out front, her blonde hair whipping in the growing breeze. Her skirt swirled about her thighs. She did a high kick, her leg flashing.
You do not have a chance with her,
snorted a derisive voice. Morena, this goth girl bitch, strode by.
You've got to play on the football team for Ali Z to touch your cock. And your scrawny ass would just get hurt.
Scrawny ass? I asked as Morena turned to face us. She had a skull printed on the black t-shirt she wore, the top stretched over her petite body. She was slender like my little sister, but whereas she was all cute and innocent, Morena was all edgy and bitchy. She had a pierced nose and a tongue stud that clicked against the back of her teeth. She wore her black hair cut short with a fade buzzed into the side of her head.
You put the ball in my hand, and I would score the touchdown.
None of them would. Morena snorted into laughter.
Yep, that's why you're on the team. Oh wait, you're not, Leo. You're just a loser that drools over the cheerleaders thinking you got a shot with them. Jealous that I'm not drooling over your skinny body?
I asked.
You need some tits for that.
She burst into mocking laughter. She threw back her head as if that was the funniest thing I ever said.
Maya, why do you waste time with this loser? Why did you become such a bitch?
Maya asked back.
It's fun.
Morena turned and stomped off in the combat boots she wore, her wispy, black skirt swirling about her ass. It wasn't a bad ass, but she was such a cunt.
Later, dweeb.
Dweeb? I muttered.
Who still uses that? Right?
Maya said, shaking her head. They used to be friends. Thunder rumbled again. Louder. An angry growl that reverberated through the air. I sipped at my coffee, glad we had made it to the college before the storm hit. It looked to be a nasty one. Already, the brightness of the morning faded as we headed into the main building. My little sister went to English while Maya and I headed for Ms. Trueno's class, excitement throbbing through me.
Oh God, you're so eager to drool over our teacher,
moaned Maya. She shook her head, her brown hair dancing over her face.
Please, please, don't make it so obvious today.
I'm your friend.
It's embarrassing to be seen with you when you do that. Like when you stare at Mitch?
I asked. He was the college's quarterback. Her cheeks went red.
I do not drool. Besides, he has Ali Z sucking his dick. Like I want anything to do with a cock that the skank has touched. She could put that skank mouth on my cock.
I groaned.
God, you're such an asshole sometimes.
Maya muttered and marched ahead of me. I blinked at that. I followed her into Ms. Trueno's room. Maya took a seat that I couldn't possibly sit beside. I took my usual one. Normally, Maya sat on my right, but she had taken Hagen's usual seat. The Japanese girl didn't say a word at being blocked and just sank down beside me in Maya's place. She adjusted her glasses on her delicate face, her black hair falling down her back. She sat properly in a long skirt and a long-sleeved blouse with a red bow tie.
Morning,
I said.
Good morning, Leo,
she said in a quiet voice, barely heard over the thunder rumbling outside and rattling the window. The wind picked up. Rain slammed into the glass. A heavy downpour. Lightning flashed in the distance, the light strobing through the classroom. A few of the students were staring out at it. The nice day had evaporated so fast. I glanced out at the field where the cheerleaders had been. They had vanished. No one wanted to be outside in this.
Oh my, that is coming down.
A breathy voice said. My gaze shot to the front of the classroom to see Ms. Trueno's entrance. Her breasts bounced and jiggled in her stretchy, low-cut top. She sat her coffee mug and satchel down on her desk. I groaned at those tits cradled in the pink silk of her blouse. They were magnificent. She had such gorgeous skin. The Hispanic beauty gazed out at the class, her curly hair falling about her sultry features.
I hope that's not going to be distracting,
she said.
We have a lot to cover today. So eyes up here. Not at the storm.
I had my eyes up there. God, she was gorgeous that I couldn't help but drool over her. The hottest teacher in college. A Latina heartthrob that would make a corpse hard. She wore a tight pencil skirt of dark gray that complemented the pink of her blouse. Her legs, clad in pantyhose, looked sleek and gorgeous. I swear she had to know how she turned on every guy in the class with how sexy she dressed. She always had these smiles as she stood before the class. The rain drummed on the window, but I kept my attention on her as she launched into her lesson. My dick pulsed in my pants. Fantasies danced in my mind. Naughty scenarios out of porn where she would have to give me an education I would never forget. Maybe a tit of fuck with those big boobs of hers. Just working them up and down my cock until I exploded on her face. It would be so incredible. My dick throbbed, fighting to break free of my boxers and jeans. She lectured for 20 or so minutes and then set us to reading something out of the textbooks.
She sat down, most of her body hidden from me by the classmates sitting before me. I sighed and pulled out my book bat and my phone buzzed in my pocket. I surreptitiously pulled that out too. I blinked at what I saw. It was a message from a friend of mine, Eric. Naked photos of Lana Fullman just leaked to the net. Check these out. I had to. Lana Fullman was the hot actress set to play the Invisible Woman in the next Fantastic Four movie. She would be incredible as Sue Storm. After all, she had killed it as the action-adventure heroine Jane Dangerous. I hoped there were plenty of chances for Lana Fullman to prance around nearly naked in the film. But this. I clicked the links and fought a groan as I stared at the picture snapped of Lana on a couch, her top pulled down, and her round breasts pillowed into two lush mounds. The sexy, Italian actress had a sultry look on her face. The next one was on the same couch, but now she was bent over, her skirt riding up to show she wasn't wearing panties. God, she was shaved. These were so hot. Why did I have to be in the middle of class right now? I needed to stroke one out so badly. I needed to come so hard. I could ask Ms. Trueno to use the restroom. Quickly rub one out and relieve these blue balls. I could stare at Lana's picture and... Can you protect me? The sultry voice from my dream asked. I blinked and glanced over to my right to see the queenly woman floating outside of the window. The storm raged around her, black hair whipped about by the howling winds. Rain soaked her dress. Her breasts bled through the white fabric, nipples dark shadows. She looked in such need. She held out her arms. Fuck! I muttered and stood up. I stumbled to her, passing Higane's desk. The Japanese girl said something to me, but I didn't hear her. I reached the window, staring at this hallucination. She needed me, but the window was between us. I touched the cold glass, wanting to get to her. To protect her. To fuck her. God, she was gorgeous. Her dress clung to her curves. Leo? Maya asked. Lightning flashed in the sky. A bolt sizzled down right at me. I had a brief moment of seeing the glass shatter before me, then pain exploded across my chest. I was flung backward, my entire body convulsing. The agony overwhelmed me. Darkness crashed down on me. Chapter 2. The pain faded. I floated through darkness. Nothing was around me, and yet everything was also surrounding me. The entire universe was spread out before me. I blinked at that, my chest rising and falling. I breathed though there was no air. I moved yet felt no air rushing across my skin. I was naked. For a moment, pain flared on my chest. I rubbed at where the lightning bolt had struck me and saw a strange glyph burned into my skin. It was black and made of three arrows that formed a jagged S. Each arrow had a rounded base and tapered to a sharp point where the next one then began. An electric current passed through me. What the fuck? I asked. Am I dying? I got hit by fucking lightning. I must be dying. Oh God, I'm going to see the light. You are not dying. The queenly voice said. I spun in the darkness to find her floating before me. She was naked, her large breasts bobbing as if they were weightless. Her black hair fanned out around her gorgeous face. I swallowed as the powerful ache swelled up to my cock. The woman who had started my throbbing need to come looked so sexy. Protect me, Leo Baldwin, she said and slid her arms around my neck. She pulled me to her. I gasped at the heat of her naked body pressing on mine. Her large breasts pillowed into my chest. Her nipples poked hard into my flesh. My cock rubbed into her silky pubic hair. I shuddered, feeling the embrace of a woman for the first time. This wasn't a dream. It felt too real. My heart thundered beneath my chest. I felt hers beating away beneath her breast. Powerful. Pulsing with need, her rich, brown eyes captured mine. They held me with their brilliance. The depth of her experience. She was ancient. The ultimate MILF. My hands slid up and down her back as I stared into her eyes. Take what I offer you. She moaned, her thighs wrapping around my waist. Claim it. Claim your destiny, Leo. Yes. I growled, this surge of lust giving me confidence. It was happening. In this strange unreality, I would enjoy my first woman. I kissed her on the lips. They were plump and warm. They moved against me with such a naughty delight. She tasted sweeter than sugar. Like mythical ambrosia. My cock twitched against her bush. My arms tightened around her. She moaned into the kiss, her lips working on mine. I was kissing her back. I was holding her. Those large breasts pillowed against my chest. Her nipples poked hard. My hands slid down to grab her rump. I squeezed her ass. I held her tight as she squirmed against me, then she shifted her hips. Her pubic hair slid up my cock. I groaned as a wet heat rubbed into the base. Her pussy lips. She wanted me to fuck her. To take her hard. I craved it more than anything in the world. More than anything I had ever wanted. And my first taste of a woman's passion. My first time sliding into pussy. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't care. I shifted my hips, sliding my cock through her bush. The silky hairs caressed the tip. The heat rushed through me as I nuzzled into the juiciness of her pussy lips. I felt them so wet and ready for me to plunge into her. I thrust. She moaned. A wet, silky heat engulfed me. A tight sheath that hugged my cock as I went deeper and deeper into her. I penetrated this queenly woman. I gripped her ass and groaned into her lips at how incredible this felt. How amazing it was to have her juicy pussy squeezing about me. I kissed her with hunger. She dug her fingers into my back. Her breasts rubbed into my chest as she squirmed beneath me. Her tongue thrust into my mouth. I groaned, loving the feel of her playing with mine. My cock bottomed out in her. Every inch of me was in her. I broke the kiss with her, panting. The heat swelled through my body.
Who are you?
In need. She moaned, her pussy squeezing about my cock.
Please, please, give me your seed. I need it.
My seed? She wanted me to come in her pussy. My hormones took over. My lust to do just that erupted through my body. I drew back my hips. My cock slid through her pussy. Her flesh clung to me. It was as amazing as sliding into her. The ache at the tip of my cock built and built that I thrust back into her snatch with passion. It was so incredible to feel that wonderful sheath sliding about me. It was so unlike masturbation. It blew that away. This was a woman's hot pussy about my cock, not my hand out a pussy hungry for my seed.
Oh God.
I groaned.
Yes, yes, give me that virile passion.
The queen moaned.
I need it. Without it, your powers will not work. Fill my vessel with it. I will pump you full.
I groaned, this bravado rising in me with every plunge into her pussy that I pumped away at her snatch. I drove my cock into her juicy pussy. I reveled in her snatch's tight grip around my cock. Her pussy clenched about me as I thrust away at her cunt. I buried into her again and again. She whimpered and moaned that I gave her pleasure. Me, her passion was incredible to feel about my dick. I kissed her with hunger while I fucked away at her delicious twat. I buried into her heavenly snatch again and again. Her pussy clenched about me, massaging me. She held me so tight that I would have such a huge orgasm. I would pump her full of so much of my spunk. It would be incredible. I couldn't wait for that moment to arrive. For my jizz to pump into her snatch. She would be dripping with it. I groaned as I kissed her, my hips pumping faster and faster at her snatch. Her fingernails clawed my back. She moaned beneath me, our tongues danced together. They swirled around as our bodies heaved together. Her pussy felt incredible about me. Every thrust into her built that ache at the tip. Every pullback swelled the pressure in my balls. She was amazing. Her pussy was awesome. I didn't know what was going on, but I reveled in plowing into her. I fucked her hard and fast. I buried my cock to the hilt in her, and savored how she squeezed about me. Her fingernails clawed my back. I gave her pleasure. I would make her come. I broke the kiss and growled.
Fuck. You're incredible.
So are you, Leo.
She moaned.
You're going to fill me up. You're going to flood my vessel with your seed.
Oh, I need the mana. Give it to me.
I slammed hard into her. I fucked her with all my might as we floated through nothing. Her fingernails clawed at my back. She scratched at me. I groaned, savoring that heat raking across my skin. Her face contorted with bliss. And my nutsack smacked into her flesh with every stroke. I buried hard into her juicy pussy. She squeezed about me. The ache built at the tip of my dick. I would come soon. I couldn't take much more of this twat around me. I would detonate. I had to. This was incredible.
Oh God, yes!
I growled, slamming hard into her. I buried to the hilt in her pussy. She gasped beneath me. Her pussy squeezed down hard. Then her cunt convulsed around my dick. I slammed into her spasming depths. Her flesh rippled around me. It was incredible the way her flesh sucked at my dick as I drew back. Her pussy hungered for my seed.
Leo!
She cried out in passion.
Shit, you're coming!
I gasped in realization and slammed into her.
I am!
She moaned, her pussy writhing and spasming around me.
Now spill your seed into me. Hurry! I need it.
Yes.
I gasped and slammed into her convulsing, writhing, amazing depths. The pressure hit the pinnacle in me. That amazing need to erupt in her swelled in me. I couldn't take much more of this. I threw back my head and then growled out my pleasure. I spurted blast after blast of my cum into her pussy. The pleasure blazed across my mind. Heat slammed into my thoughts. This incredible, amazing rapture burned across my mind. Ecstasy fired through my body every time my cum pumped into her writhing pussy. She sucked at me. Her cunt massaged my erupting dick. My balls emptied themselves. So much cum rushed out of me. A torrent of passion that gushed into her pussy.
Holy fucking shit!
I growled.
Yes, yes, yes! This is... I mean... Fuck! Leo Baldwin!
She gasped.
My power is yours. You are my owner now. You possess this piece of my soul.
What? I groaned as my mind melted. She burst into light. Chapter 3. The sexy, beautiful, queenly woman I had just spurted the last of my cum into vanished in a conflagration of brilliance. Pure, white radiance swept over me. It embraced me. Hugged me. I shuddered as I felt the light become solid beneath my body. I felt the texture of stone, rough and porous, beneath my naked body. It was cool against my chest and face. My dick twitched against it. Mortared seams demarcated the boundary of stones. I blinked as the light faded, the world's brilliance dying. I was on a stone floor. A wall rose up not far away. Something whooshed behind me, like a constant intake of breath. An inhalation that was never ending. A light flickered with purple brilliance, dancing patterns across the bricks before me. Everything was made of the same gray stone bricks, the joints filled in with a mortar a paler shade of ash. I rolled over onto my back, the ceiling about 10 feet above me. The room wasn't much bigger than that. A 10-foot by 10-foot box with a golden stand in the middle. A narrow rod of gleaming metal with 3 feet at the bottom. Like a floor lamp, only instead of a light bulb, it held a black crystal shedding the purple light. The air seemed to rush into it. A slight breeze ruffled past me as the gem inhaled. I blinked at it. What was going on? Where was I? I shook my head and looked around. I saw no door out of here. This room was a box that I was trapped in it. Where was the woman?
Hello?
I cried, panic beginning to rise in me.
Hello?
Is anyone here? Where am I? I was struck by lightning and now, I was still naked. I still had that strange S on my chest. What is going on? You have been drawn to another world, the queenly voice said. It echoed through the room. Then, from the crystal, she emerged. Only she was tiny, not much bigger than my middle finger. She drifted to me in that strange gown of white, her black hair rippling behind her. You gave me enough seed to create this room and start your dungeon, Lord Leo. Then she bowed to me.
Lord?
I blinked.
Wait, dungeon? What the fuck is going on? Who are you?
I am the soul of the void crystal, she said. She motioned to the gem behind her. You have created your pact with it. I need you to protect me. If anyone gets to the crystal, they can destroy me and steal the power I contain for themselves. Many will try. I need you to be strong for me, Leo.
I blinked.
Okay, that's... I've played too many video games. I got struck by lightning, and this is all some crazy hallucination. She sighed. Let's say that this is a hallucination. What are you going to do?
Well, I looked around.
I don't know. I'm stuck in here. So, you can spend a lot of time complaining about how none of this is real, that it's all in your head, or you can accept what I'm saying and save us both a lot of time. She had her hands planted on her hips. She sounded annoyed, like she was eager to get onto something else. Whether this is all in your head, your senses believe it's real. Don't tell me it didn't feel real when you came in me. A sheepish smile spread over my lips.
Okay, that felt really good.
Only good? She asked, sounding annoyed.
Okay, it's amazing.
I stood up and stared at the crystal. So this is a void crystal? It's sucking in the air.
Mana, actually.
She said. A river of it courses through this room. It's the only place that a void crystal can plant in this world. Which isn't the real world, but a place where crystals have sexy women living in them that float around like Tinkerbell.
Yes.
She said. A world where magic reigns. A world superior to the one you come from. You have been chosen to protect my void crystal.
By who?
She shrugged.
Why?
She shrugged again. You really don't know a lot. I muttered. I know many things. She said it with serene calmness, not bothered that I was calling into question if she knew anything else.
Okay, so what's a void crystal?
A receptacle of mana. It is the word crystallized into the physical.
Word?
Which word?
All words.
The words that build.
That create.
She sketched in the air before her, and the same jagged S that was burned into my chest appeared. The arrows reminded me of cuneiform writing. You have been gifted with the word of lightning. Its glyph is branded into your chest. I glanced down at my chest.
Oh, it's a lightning bolt. That makes more sense than an S. With it you can create.
She said.
Create what, soul?
I frowned.
Soul. That's a weird thing to call you. Do you have another name?
I am the soul. She repeated.
The soul of the word.
Of the void crystal.
I am your servant to guide you. Communicate with you. To teach you how to master and control your dungeon so that you may protect me and find your destiny.
Which is? She gave another helpless shrug.
Now Leo, picture her. Focus on your lightning in her.
Her?
Yes, her.
The soul said.
You know who she is.
Summon her from your thoughts. I closed my eyes and the only thing that popped into my head was what I had been looking at right before the lightning bolt hit. Lana Fullman. I pictured that Italian movie star lying on her back on the couch, her breasts out, that flirty smile on her face. The glyph, burned into my chest, tingled. A rush of energy flowed into me. The void crystal rang like a bell. It echoed around me. Then the power surged out of me, gripping the image I had conjured of the sexy movie star. Lightning crackled before me. A feminine voice moaned. I heard the rustle of what sounded like wings. I opened my eyes and Lana Fullman's face stared back at me. That same flirty smile. The delicate cheekbones and dainty nose. Those plump lips and those naughty bedroom eyes. The ones that stole your soul when she looked at you. But her hair wasn't black at all. It was golden. It almost glowed as it spilled down around to her naked shoulders. Her skin wasn't that Mediterranean tan, either. It was silver. Almost reflective, but still very much skin. She lifted a hand and flexed her fingers, the light shining in her eyes.
Damn.
I groaned as I stared at her round breasts. Those were the same tits from the picture. This strange, silver-skinned version of the movie star stood naked before me. My eyes traveled down her body. She had Lana Fullman's toned stomach and curving hips. Her gorgeous thighs were so beautiful. She had a shaved pubic mound, the start of her tight slit peeking out before it vanished between her thighs. Then wings fluttered. I groaned to see that Lana had crackling wings of lightning that spread out from her back. They were like a bat's wings, but instead of extended distal bones connected by thin skin, she had crackling bolts of lightning and a shimmering membrane of sparkling energy.
This is incredible, Lana said.
Her voice was the same sultry purr of the movie star.
Yeah,
I croaked. I had made this inhuman version of the movie star.
What are you?
I'm Lana Fullman, she said.
But surely you must know that. You must be such a fan to draw me here and give me this new flesh.
I'm a lightning sprite now.
That is so interesting. This is so much better than filming another boring superhero film.
I gaped.
You're really Lana Fullman?
Well, that's who you thought of. She said like it was so clear.
God, I was just about to have some boring lunch with this fat producer. He totally tried to grope me, and I have to put up with it to get the part, but now.
She slid her arms around me. She pressed her breasts into my chest. I felt the tingle of electricity coming off of her.
Now I have my number one fan to thank for transforming me.
Number one fan. I was so off balance. That this was happening. Lana Fullman, turned into some sexy monster girl, had her round tits against me. My dick was poking her in the stomach.
Why else would you choose me? She asked.
That you would bring me here.
It's so flattering.
Her hands cupped my face as she lifted her head up. Her eyes were this intense blue now. They were entrancing. I licked my lips. Lana Fullman was in my arms. The hottest girl in Hollywood. Her nipples poked into my chest. Her breasts were so soft while this tingle raced through my body from the electric aura about her.
So shy. She purred. Aren't you a man?
A man? I asked, confused.
A man takes.
Her fingers stroked my cheeks. Her plump lips pursed. Understanding clicked in my mind. This was so insane. Lana Fullman had been brought to this other world by my desires. My dick throbbed with such passion. This was so wild. My arms slid around her body. My hands were on her back. She didn't pull away. Didn't object. Her skin tingled beneath my fingertips and palms as I slid my hands down her body. I followed her sleek back to the curve of her ass. I grabbed her rump. I squeezed her ass. My digits dug into her flesh. I pulled her tight against me. Her smile grew. I kissed her. My lips claimed those plump and soft delights. Electricity arced through me. I groaned at the pleasurable tingle that rushed down my body right to my balls and then up to the tip of my cock pressed against her belly. My fingers clenched against her ass. I was kissing Lana Fullman. Her lips were so delicious. My mouth moved on hers out of instinct. A wanton moan rose from her lips. A sound of passion. Of surrender. She shuddered in my arms. Her hands on my face slid around until she clutched at my neck, clinging to me. Her wings fluttered and her ass clenched beneath my hands. She was mine. I had summoned her. I had brought her here. She would let me do anything to her. I could feel it. She wanted me. The way she kissed me brimmed with such passion. My dick throbbed, the tingle surging down to my cock. I had so many questions about this insane world, but they could wait. I had Lana Fullman. My lust surged. I pushed her back. She didn't resist. I pressed her right against the stone wall of the small room. The void crystal inhaled behind us, that constant rush of air. It mixed with the crackling pop of her wings spread against the wall. Her tongue danced with mine. I broke the kiss and stared in her eyes.
My number one fan!
She moaned. Her left leg rose, her inner thigh sliding up my outer, her skin so exciting.
Do you know how wet I am to be claimed? To finally have a man seize me?
I made Lana Fullman wet.
How much?
I'm dripping. She hooked her thigh around my waist, so limber.
I'm so dripping from my number one fan's big dick.
Damn. I groaned, my heart pounding in my chest. I shifted my hips. I slid my cock down her body. Her skin tingled against me. My dick throbbed as it nuzzled into her flesh. I went lower and lower, caressing her body. I felt the heat of her pubic mound. Her skin grew wet. Juicy. Then I brushed her folds. My eyes widened. I was pressing against Lana Fullman's pussy. This wild thrill ran through my body. That need to be in her. To ram my cock to the hilt in her cunt. I pushed against her twat. I pressed my cock right up into her pussy. This heat rushed through my body. I groaned at the naughty delight I was feeling. Her cunt lips slid over the tip of my cock, inviting me into her tingling depths that I thrust into Lana Fullman's pussy.
Yes.
She moaned, her fingernails scratching at my back.
Leo! My number one fan is hung!
Oh god, this is so much better than those little Hollywood pricks.
A man! Oh yes, a man is in me!
I was in her. An electric current ran from the movie star turned monster girl into me. Her lightning wings crackled as they fluttered against the wall. Her pussy gripped my dick. She held me in her snug embrace, the pleasure coursing down to my balls and then out through my body. Her right leg suddenly went around my waist. I was holding her up against the wall, her thighs squeezing about my waist. Her breasts rubbed into my chest as she squirmed. Her pussy stirred around my cock. Heat rushed through me.
Goddamn.
I moaned, my balls tensing.
Oh, that's good.
Right? She asked, a big smile on her lips.
Now show me what you got.
Pound me. Love me. You must love me, right? That's why you brought me here. My number one fan chose me to be transformed.
I did choose you.
I groaned and drew back. Goddamn, you're so sexy. You're so hot, Lana.
And I'm yours.
She moaned, her pussy squeezing about my cock as I drew back my hips. Yours, Leo.
How did she even know my name? That was hard to care about with her pussy squeezing around me.
That hot and tight and delicious twat clenched about my cock. It was amazing to feel. To experience the rapture of her pussy. I groaned as I pumped away at her. I loved the feel of her snatch around me. I would come so hard in her. Just erupt. I thrust with passion into her. I fucked her hard and fast. I buried my cock to the hilt in her with powerful strokes. She smiled, her cunt squeezing around me, her hips undulating. It was outstanding. I groaned, loving every moment of her twat about me. That electric cunt that tingled around my dick's tip.
Yes, yes, yes.
She gasped. Leo. My number one fan. Love me. Fuck me. I'm yours. My body. My pussy. My soul is yours.
God, yes.
I growled, feeling the truth of it as I fucked her hard. I pounded her with all my passion. I buried my cock to the hilt in her while savoring her snatch squeezing around my dick. She held me tight. Her pussy gripped me.
You're mine.
My sexy movie star. My electric goddess of the silver screen. You do worship me, Leo. She gasped, her pussy squeezing about me. That's why I'm here. Why I'm yours.
This is so sexy.
Ram that cock into me.
Fuck me.
Oh, Leo, yes, yes. Fuck me with your mighty cock. She kissed me, her tits rubbing into my chest. Our tongues danced as I thrust my cock in and out of her juicy cunt. I pounded her with hard strokes, her pussy gripping my dick. She held me in that tight cunt. The pleasure shot down to my balls. They ached as they smacked into her flesh. The slap echoed through the room. I could feel the soul watching us as I pounded my new servant hard. My sexy movie star. Lana Fullman's soft breasts rubbed into my chest. Her nipples caressed my nubs. She felt so amazing around me. Against me. Her body perfect. I groaned into the kiss. My balls tightened. The electric current zapping down my cock swelled the pressure in them. The ache grew at the tip of my cock. I would come so much into her pussy. My hands gripped her lower ass cheeks. I held her up. Kept her pinned against the wall. She groaned into the kiss, her pussy squeezing down around my cock. Her fingernails scratched down my back. I gave her pleasure. Rapture. She humped against me. Moaned. Clawed my back. Lana Fullman reveled in the pleasure that I gave her. I pumped away at her. I buried to the hilt in her with hard strokes. My tongue danced with hers. I kissed her with such hunger. Her pussy grew hotter about me. The current tingled stronger around my cock. My dick throbbed in her depths. I buried into her juicy cunt again and again. Her fingernails raked down my back as she groaned her passion. She broke the kiss.
Leo.
Leo. My number one fan. I love you.
Thank you.
Her pussy convulsed around my cock. Her wings burst with lightning. It arced around us, striking the floor and ceiling in sizzling bolts. Her blue eyes glowed with her passion. I groaned as I drove into her convulsing depths. Her passion echoed around us.
She's yours?
The soul moaned. Pump your seed into her. Feed her your power. Make her utterly yours. An extension of your will. The embodiment of your glyph of lightning.
Yes, yes, yes.
Gasped Lana Fullman. I'm yours.
You're my number one fan, and I'm yours.
I worship you.
Love you, Leo.
Fuck. I growled and buried to the hilt in her. I erupted. My cum pumped into the movie star's depths. Her hot cum rippled around me. Her hot flesh gripped me. Such delight shot through me. I groaned at the crackling heat of her snatch sucking at my dick, spurt after spurt of jizz fired into her. The rapture slammed through my body with each eruption. Stars burst across my eyes. Her tingling body heaved against me as her pussy sucked at my cock. My balls tightened as she drew out all my cum.
Yes, yes, you're giving me your seed.
She moaned.
I'm yours, Leo Baldwin.
Yours. God damn. I growled and kissed her hard. I pumped the last of my cum into Lana Fullman's pussy. My tongue danced with hers as the heady rush of this moment transformed into buzzing bliss. I groaned, her mouth so soft and sweet on mine. She kissed me with sweet passion. Not the aggression of our earlier lust. This was something different. Something loving. She broke the kiss, her pussy squeezing about my cock.
I'm yours, Leo Baldwin.
Thank you for choosing me. Chapter 4.
Are you really her?
I asked as her legs unwound from me and settled down on the ground.
Are you truly Lana Fullman?
Of course. She said as I pulled away from her.
I mean, you could just be a figment of my imagination.
She's not. The soul said. You chose her and drew her soul here. The same as you were drawn.
Her soul?
I glanced at the soul.
What happened to me in the real world? Did I leave a dead body behind? Did I just kill Lana Fullman?
The soul bit her lower lip.
You are Leo and there's the Leo of your world. You are now diverging individuals. Just as this Lana Fullman is a diverging individual.
I'm the real Lana. The crackling beauty said, her arms crossing beneath her silvery breasts. Her golden hair seemed alive with electric current, little arcs flaring between strands.
Ask me anything. I read a lot about you.
I said.
You could just be my imagination of you. Did you know that I lost my virginity to my father's friend?
I blinked.
No.
Or that I have a fear of rabbits.
Rabbits?
They have those beady eyes. She shuddered.
And those teeth.
They hop around.
I don't know, they creep me out. Would you give a fake me something as dumb as that?
Or that I hate wine?
I like beer better.
I guess not. I said. I had no strong opinion on wine versus beer.
I'm Lana Fullman, and I'm yours, Leo Baldwin.
She said and fell to her knees before me.
You just saved me from another tedious day waiting around on a set for my part in the scene. The director is a real asshole. He's made me cry twice already with his yelling. And I had to suck off the fattest producer to get this job.
She grabbed my cock, her hand stroking up and down my slick dick.
At least I want to suck your dick.
Because I created you. I groaned.
You even know my name.
I never told you it.
She knows your name because you copied her soul and gave it a body. The soul said. She is Lana Fullman. But a Lana that wants to love and serve you. You're her creator. She knows about you because of that. She knows you and has accepted you. And I know you've always wanted your favorite movie star to suck your cock. Moaned Lana Fullman. Her blue eyes stared up at me with such lust. Don't you want me to? I have your cum leaking out of my pussy, but I need to taste my number one fan's passion direct from the source. She smiled at me. Did you know that I love the taste of cum? If the guy's cute, I'll suck his dick. I'm a bit of a slut like that. She kissed the tip of my cock. Don't you want me sucking your dick, Leo? She cooed. Another smooch, her lips right on the edge of my crown. To love you? Don't you want Lana Fullman blowing you? God, yes, Lana. I panted. I really summoned you. Aversion, said the soul. She perched on her void crystal. Enjoy her. Her lips slid over my cock. I groaned at the feel of the movie star's plump and exciting lips swallowing my dick. She was tasting her own pussy cream on my cock. A tart musk filled my nose. That had to be her snatch, right? It was such a beautiful scent. Her lightning wings fluttered as she sucked. I groaned at the pressure. I stared down at her face. She had silver skin and golden hair, but that was still Lana Fullman's face. The movie star blew my dick. She sucked on me with hunger. She loved me. Lusted for me. Served me. Fuck. I groaned, this smile spreading across my lips. That's it, Lana. God, you're right. I want you to suck my dick. I want to have Lana Fullman swallowing my cum. I've jerked off to you so many times. She moaned and sucked harder. My dick throbbed in her hungry mouth. My hands grabbed her golden hair, clutching fistfuls of it. Her tresses felt like metal silk beneath my hands, cool and slick. Tingles raced up my fingers. They almost went numb. I gripped her tight, loving the feel of her locks in my hands. She sucked with power on my dick. Her cheeks hollowed. Her blue eyes sparkled. She bobbed her head. I groaned at the pleasure as I received my first blowjob. My chest rose and fell as I enjoyed every second of it. Lana fucking Fullman. I groaned. You're amazing. I am your number one fan. I chose you. You were the first woman to flash through my mind. She groaned and sucked with passion. Yeah, you're going to get a mouthful of my cum. I panted. You want that, don't you? She nodded and whimpered around my cock, the passion of her voice buzzing around me. Of course she does, Lord Leo. Said the soul. You are her creator. Your seed is life. She craves it. All of your creations shall. I crave it. Your cum is fuel. It helps power the void crystal. Give it to her. I will. I groaned, my dick throbbing in her mouth. Lana sucked with passion. She bobbed her head, working her mouth up and down my dick. It was amazing to feel. It was this wonderful pleasure that would burst out of me. I groaned at that feeling. My dick throbbed in Lana's mouth. Her tongue danced around my cock. She stroked my crown with her passion. She nursed on me as the soul drifted around us. I groaned, my fingers digging into Lana's hair. I clutched her tight as she bobbed her head. Yes, just like that. I groaned. You know what you're doing to me? Lana winked at me. Naughty starlet. I panted. Damn, you're delicious. I love it. I'm going to come so hard. Lana sucked even harder. Her hand cupped my balls. An electric current ran over my nuts, exciting them. I had such a load of cum for her. She would just gulp it down and love it. I could tell that she was eager to love my cum. It was in her eyes. That wicked spark that would explode out of her. I groaned, my chest rising and falling as I felt her passion. She would make me explode. I would dump my cum down her mouth. I would flood her with spurt after spurt of my jizz. She would drink it all down because she was mine. I created my own naughty version of Lana Fullman. I had brought her to this world to worship her, and so she could worship me. I groaned, my dick throbbing and aching in her mouth. Her tongue danced over my crown. The pleasure shot down to my balls. Fuck yes! I groaned, the sounds echoing around the small room. Lana Fullman! I erupted. My cum fired into her mouth. She groaned, her cheeks bulging for a moment. Then she gulped down my jizz. The pleasure slammed through my body and struck my mind. Sparks flared. I shuddered, loving the sensation. The bliss rippled across my thoughts. My chest rose. My heart pounded as the rapture surged out of me. Oh my fucking god, yes! I groaned. Drink it. She is Lord Leo! Moaned the soul. Lana Fullman gulped down all my cum. She swallowed my seed that fired from my cock with such delight. Her blue eyes glowed and her wings shivered. She moaned her delight, while my mind crackled with ecstasy. I hit that peak, fired the last of my cum into her mouth. Her wings flared wide. Lightning jetted between them. Her eyes squeezed shut as a moan of pure delight rose from her throat and hummed around the tip of my cock. She slid her mouth off my cock and opened wide. My cum pooled on her tongue. She closed her mouth. Swallowed. Delicious. She moaned. Oh, that's the taste of my number one fan seed. It's decadent. I love it. She flicked her tongue across the tip of my cock, gathering up that bead of jizz right there. I love you, Leo. Fuck. I groaned, panting. This was so crazy. I was 19. I glanced over at the soul. How is this possible? You made her from the power of the void crystal. The soul answered. She settled down on the black gem again.
and from your glyph. As if it being mentioned caused it to prickle, I glanced down at the itching tattoo. Those three cuneiform-like arrows that formed the jagged lightning bolt. You were granted lightning when you were brought here, the soul said.
By who?
I asked. The soul blinked her eyes. That's not a question I can answer. I am just here to help explain our role. You were chosen, which implies a chooser, and brought here. A summoner, I added, and granted the honor of a void crystal. She smiled. Me, Lord Leo. With it, you were given one of the 12 glyphs of magic. Besides lightning, there is thunder, dark and light, wind and fire, ice and metal, earth and water, and life and death. It seemed like out of a video game. 12 different magics. I could see them plotted on a dodecagon, 12-sided polygon, each one a different point of the 12-sided object. Thunder and lightning opposite and yet linked with probably light on one side of lightning and air or fire on the other. The more glyphs you have, the better chance you have to protect me. The soul continued. I frowned. Protect you? From what? I looked around. We're in a room with no door. How can anyone get in here? Well, you can't stay in here forever. You are human, unlike Lana or any other monster girls you create. You have to eat. She looked around. I can't make food. You'll have to procure that from local villages. And pay for it with what? I asked. Grab the crystal and think about your loot, Lord Leo. She said. Visualize it. I frowned and did that. Grasping the void crystal, I visualized loot. A concept of gold or coins. The void crystal flared with umbral light, a shadowy penumbra that washed over us. A crack echoed. A small wind rippled from the corner of the room where an iron-bound chest appeared. Your vault, said the soul. That's a chest. I told her. Well, you don't have a lot to store in it, she said. 100 gold frints to get you started out. To buy yourself supplies from the nearest village. It's what all dungeon builders are given. You'll soon get loot from those who attack your dungeon. Attack my dungeon? I glanced at her. Why would I have a dungeon? To protect me. The soul threw her arms wide. Lord Leo, if your void crystal is destroyed, I die. And so do you. A chill flooded down my spine. And void crystals are important. They gather mana from the vein of magic flowing through your dungeon. Right now, you are standing in the gushing current of magic. She motioned to the void crystal constantly inhaling. Observe. It's gathering it. Storing it for you to use. It can only hold a finite amount. I'm not that powerful yet. With it, you shape the environment in its sphere of influence. You can build your dungeon in the rocks around us. Design it. Populate it with traps and monsters. And what am I protecting us from? Lots of things. Other dungeon builders who will want the void crystal for themselves. Wandering monsters drawn to the accumulation of mana and wish to feast on it to grow more powerful. Heroes who will attack this place because it is sucking mana out of the vein of magic and wish to protect their people. Adventurers looking for loot and the thrill of plundering a dangerous dungeon. You must defend me against all of those.
You must build a dungeon, Lord Leo.
I glanced around at the wall.
This is crazy. I've gone insane.
Have you? Moaned Lana Fullman.
I mean, if you have, aren't the perks wonderful? You have me.
She rubbed her cheek against the tip of my dick. I groaned at the feeling of her touch on me. My balls ached from the tingling caress. My balls tightened. She was right. If this was insanity, it was amazing. Everything felt so real, and I had Lana Fullman.
So there's no going back to my world?
I asked.
Or I guess there's a version of me that got struck by lightning and gets to live out my normal life.
His boring life, said the soul. You get something better. Something exciting. Adventure.
Power.
Women. Monster girls you'll create to defend the dungeon.
Glyph servants like Lana Fullman.
You'll have a harem as you build your power.
Fuck.
I muttered, my dick throbbing.
A harem.
I closed my eyes, thinking of my home. I had friends. Family. They flashed in my mind. I would never get to see them again. This pain shot through me even as this pleasure rushed down my shaft as Lana Fullman kept rubbing her cheek against my dick. You'll build something amazing here, said the soul. So long as you protect me. Now, let's start with something small. Most dungeon builders keep their vault. She motioned to the room around us. With their loot and their void crystal deep in their dungeons, but that's up to you. However, to start with, why don't you make yourself a bedroom? Touch the crystal and let your senses sink into it.
Okay. I said. Why not? I was stuck in this small room. If I was in another world, or crazy, I might as well roll with this. See what I would discover. What delights there were to enjoy. My hands again grabbed the void crystal. I gasped as I felt the gem. It was full of energy. But it wasn't at its max capacity. It was like a permanent amount of its energy was going out into something. It was sustaining the room I was in. The chest with the gold prints. Lana Fullman. The crystal had to dedicate a portion of its power to it. But it could also be upgraded. It could contain more power, though I didn't know how to access it.
Think about creating rooms. The soul whispered. Let your thoughts go to construction. The void crystal me is the embodiment of creation. The word that shapes all.
Words floated through my mind. An image appeared, like my thoughts were creating some way to interpret what I was sensing. It was almost like a video game menu. It had options. I could create a room, a hallway, add furniture, traps, doors, pillars, sconces, more.
all the building blocks to create a dungeon. The room I was in seemed to be a flat, two-dimensional space. A box 15 feet by 15 feet that I wanted a bedroom. I pictured a large room. Square. Attached to this room via door. I could feel how much energy it would take to create and maintain. I would have to balance it. There were limitations on how much I could build. I had a point system restraining my actions. I in this bedroom, it needed a bed. Options floated through my mind. Something simple for one person. For two. Something grand with four posts and curtains around it with rich carving in the wood. A lot of power. I went with something simple, a bed for two. A comfortable mattress of goose down, not stuffed with hay, a cheaper option. I put the bed in the center. Two pillows. Covers. My fingers twitched on the crystal. Speak the words. Whispered the soul. By the power of my will, let reality bend to my whim and conjure my vision. I said, the words spilling from my lips as they rose from someplace inside of me. I am Leo Baldwin, and this is my domain. A great roar rushed from the gem in a burst of umbral light. The blackness washed over me. The earth shook. The stones groaned. A loud crack echoed behind me. A rush of air. Lana Fullman gasped. The darkness died away. I peeled my hands from the crystal and turned around. There was a wooden door in the wall now. It was set in a stone frame. A simple door with a wrought iron handle. It didn't have a knob, but there was a small bolt that could be slid back to let the door open. It was medieval. The wood bare and unpainted. Made of planks hammered onto crossing planks attached to the two hinges instead of solid construction. I moved to it, swallowing. I had done this. I had chosen this door. I grabbed the little knob on the bolt and drew it back. Then I pushed the door open onto a large room. It was dark. From the light spilling out of this room, I could see a bed in the middle of it, two pillows, blankets of blue covering it, the frame wood.
You forgot the lights, Lord Leo. Said the soul.
Lana Fullman slipped past me into the room. She glowed. A soft, flickering light of gold spilled from her. Not enough to illuminate the room in its entirety, but she exposed the stone walls and ceiling as she circled the bed. Then she slid onto it, her large breasts swaying back and forth. She pressed her face into it. Amazing. She moaned. This is where we'll lie together, Leo. You'll ravish me in this bed and give me your seed.
Fuck.
I said.
Just.
Hold on. Lights. I went back to the crystal and sank into it with ease. I felt the soul land on my shoulder as my mind worked through the various choices. I found light sources. Torches that burned on the wall, oil lamps, and even magical stones that would glow like light bulbs. Those were more expensive, but they provided steady light. This was my quarters. The rest of my dungeon might not need something this expensive, but I wanted it. I put it in the ceiling above my bed and spoke the words. Crack.
Oh my.
Lana Fullman said. Your powers are amazing. I turned around to see the light falling on her body. She had turned around so her rump was aimed right at me. That curving ass that led right to her pussy dripping with my seed. And above it, peeking out, was her asshole. This wonderful, puckered hole. She's mine, isn't she? I asked the soul. She stood up on my shoulder and walked to my ear.
You created her, Lord Leo, to love you and serve you.
She's the Lana Fullman that aches to be a submissive. To serve something greater than herself. You can enjoy her how you please. That will make her happy. But don't forget about me. I need your cum, too.
I won't.
I groaned and then padded forward.
Enjoy.
The soul said in my mind the moment I stepped out of the room. I cannot leave your vault, but I can always communicate with you.
I nodded.
Of course. That made sense.
Yes, it does, Lord Leo. You bonded with me when you spilled your cum in me. You agreed to protect me.
I will keep you to that. Lana Fullman. I said. Have you ever done anal? She threw a look over her shoulder.
A few times. How do you think I got to be Jane Dangerous? I was a nobody, but I gave that producer anal and he put me in the lead.
I blinked. She had done three films as the action-adventure heroine. A Lara Croft-type character. She had won every boy's affection in those tight shorts and belly shirts. Some of my first times masturbating was after watching those films, and now she was mine. I could fuck Jane Dangerous in the ass. I could fuck Lana Fullman whenever I wanted. She reached behind her and ran a finger down her butt crack to her asshole. She pressed her digit into it. Her electric wings fluttered as she moaned. Her silver rump clenched as her digit vanished into her flesh.
If you want to fuck my asshole, Leo, how can I deny you?
She smiled at me over her shoulder, her lips so gorgeous.
You're my number one fan. When you're done with her, we really must finish your dungeon.
Said the soul.
But I understand.
Enjoy. I planned on it. Lana fucking Fullman. I was lucky. I wanted this to be real because it meant I got to fuck this sexy starlet in the ass. I slid onto the bed, the sheets smooth but a little rougher than I was used to. The weave was not as fine as modern textiles. I grabbed her hips and guided my cock towards her. She ripped her finger out of her asshole. The tight hole sealed shut a moment later. I pressed my dick right against it. I groaned at the feel of her puckered sphincter on my crown's tip. I was about to thrust when I groaned.
What about lube? Don't you need lube for anal?
Use my cunt. She moaned.
I'm so wet for you.
Or just ram it in.
I can take it, Leo. I'm a lightning sprite.
A glyph servant. I'm a lot tougher than I used to be. I have special powers now.
Fuck.
I groaned. I almost thrust, but I wanted her to enjoy it too.
I slid my cock down across her taint to that cunt I had fucked not long ago. I slid my cock into her pussy, my seed and her cunt soaking my dick. I had pumped her full twice now, and I was still ready for more. I smiled as I pushed forward into her cunt. She shuddered, her head snapping up. She moaned out in delight as I slid deeper and deeper into her cunt. She squeezed her snatch around my cock. She moaned, wiggling her hips back and forth as I sank inch after inch of my dick into her delicious twat. Leo Baldwin. She moaned, her electric wings fluttering. They crackled with energy. Her golden hair tossed as she threw back her head. You are so big. So huge. Thank you for rescuing me from that tawdry life. I can't wait to fight for you. To show you my skill. You showed me your skill when you blew me. I moaned, letting my dick soak in her cunt. I have so much more to offer you. She moaned, clenching about my dick. I bet she did. I drew back my hips, sliding my cock out of her tight and sloppy cunt. My dick emerged smeared in her pussy cream and my own cum, the lube to let me slide into her bowels and make her explode. I smiled at that. I would pound her hard. I would experience anal for the first time. It would be magnificent. And my cock emerged from her cunt with a wet plop. Her pussy lips stayed open for a moment. A large dribble of my cum spilled out and soaked over her clit. I shuddered and moved my dick back to her asshole. I pushed against her. Fuck my ass, Leo! She moaned. I want to feel my number one fan's big dick ram into my asshole. Do what all of the others only got to fantasize about. Yes. I growled and ran forward. I buried to the hilt in her asshole. I slammed in deep and hard. I loved the feel of her bowels sliding around my dick. The heat of her bowels sliding around me was amazing. I shuddered at the feel of her gripping me. The heat rushed through my body and down my cock. It was amazing. I loved the feel of her around me. That wonderful ache swelled at the tip of my cock. The promise that I would come hard in her bowels. My nuts tightened as her electric current rippled down my flesh. She groaned, squeezing her bowels around me. My hands slid up her sides. I reached for those large breasts. I grabbed them. My fingers dug into them. I loved the feel of her around me. I jiggled those lush tits. My digits tingled, starting to go numb in that wonderful way. You are electric. I groaned. You just make me spark. She moaned and wiggled her hips, stirring her asshole around my dick. I'm going to make you sizzle. I growled, her bowels clenching around my cock as I drew back. Her velvety sheath was so different from her pussy. A new experience. My fingers gripped her tits as I loved it. Oh yes, you're going to be incandescent. Oh Leo, yes. She moaned. Lord Leo. Whimpered the soul. This is so delicious to hear. Fuck her ass hard. I threw a look over my shoulder to see the soul's tiny form floating in the air, her hands buried between her thighs. She rubbed at herself. She worked her fingers in and out of her cunt as I enjoyed Lana Fullman's asshole. I pumped away at her. I thrust into her asshole with hard strokes. I buried to the hilt in her again and again. It was a delicious thrill to experience. I groaned, pounding into her bowels with powerful thrusts. Her anal sheath gripped me. Oh, Leo Baldwin! She moaned, her bowels clenching about my dick. That's it. That's amazing. Oh yes, yes, you're going to make me come with that big dick. My number one fan's huge cock. Biggest fan. I panted as I plunged into her velvety bowels. I know. She let out a throaty purr. I feel every inch of your cock plundering my bowels. Yes. I panted as I thrust into her. I fucked into her hard. I buried to the hilt in her again and again. I rammed hard and fast. I plunged to the hilt in her. She was just such a thrill to enjoy. A hot delight to have wrapped around my cock. Fuck. I pumped away at her. I fucked her hard and fast. I pounded her with such powerful strokes. I rammed to the hilt in her again and again. I slammed with powerful strokes into that amazing sheath. I buried with power into her. I rammed my dick to the hilt in her. I buried into her again and again. I fucked her with passion. I enjoyed every second of slamming into her bowels. My balls smacked into her flesh. She groaned, her tits jiggling in my hands. Leo! Leo! She moaned. Was there anything sweeter than a woman calling my name, than Lana Fullman? Oh yes, Leo! She groaned. She squeezed her sheath around my dick. She held me tight. That's it. Just fuck me hard. Ram that dick into my bowels. Oh yes, 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 that's so good. Your dick is amazing. So is that delicious ass. I groaned, thrusting with powerful strokes into her hole. Damn. You like that? She asked, squeezing her sheath around my dick. You like that tight ass gripping your dick? That ass that all the boys lust after? You have an amazing ass, Lana. I panted, slamming into her. Just perfect. Oh Leo, I love you. She gasped, her flesh squeezing around me. I'm going to come on your big dick. I rammed into my sexy monster girl. Her wings flapped. Her silvery ass rippled with my every plunge into her tight bowels. My numb fingers squeezed those electric breasts. I jiggled them. Loved their soft weight. They were perfect tits. A perfect woman, and I got to fuck her. Love her. Own her. My hips hammered her. My lust surged through her as I fucked her on a bed I created. The passion echoed through the dungeon. I groaned at the heat that rushed through me. My dick plunged over and over into her bowels, her hot asshole gripping me. I reveled in my power over her. Oh yes! I groaned. That's it.
You're going to make me explode, aren't you? Just spurt all my cum into your asshole.
Yes, Leo.
She clenched down hard. Her velvety sheath swelled that pressure at the tip of my dick.
Give me your cum. I love the rush of it gushing into me. That amazing spurt of your passion flowing into me.
Fuck yes.
I groaned and buried to the hilt in her.
Leo.
Her asshole spasmed around my dick. Her wings flared with incandescent brilliance. Lightning arced into the stone wall, the room strobing with her passion.
Come in me, Leo.
Yes.
I threw back my head and erupted.
Lana Fullman.
Spurt after spurt of my cum fired into her cunt. It burst out of me. My balls tightened. I groaned as I unloaded more and more of my spunk into her. I pumped her full of it all. The heady rush shot through me. Stars danced before my eyes that I rode this orgasmic high. It flowed out of me. This wonderful rush of ecstasy. I pumped it into her asshole. I sucked in deep breaths, the heady delight spilling through me. My eyes fluttered. My chest rose and fell. The heat blazed through me.
Fuck, fuck, fuck.
I groaned.
Damn, Lana, you're amazing. I'm going to enjoy you so much.
Leo.
She whimpered. My number one fan.
We're going to have fun, aren't we?
I squeezed her tits and said.
Yes, we are.
I looked around the room.
We have a dungeon to build, don't we?
Chapter 5. The void crystal gathers mana from the river flowing through here, said the soul.
Can you feel it?
Yeah.
I said as I gripped the crystal. The vein of magic flowed through this room. I could sense it in both directions, flowing upstream and down. It was raw power. I was tapping into it, diverting some of it into the crystal. It was recharging from the mana I had expended. It took more energy to create than to sustain. I felt the magic flowing out of the crystal into Lana, the dungeon, and even into myself. It went right into that glyph on my chest.
The more veins that flow through your dungeon, the more rivers of magic you tap into, the more power you'll have. Once your dungeon intersects one, it will form a channel to draw the magic right to the void crystal.
Got it,
I said, gripping it. Lana was back in the bedroom, dripping with my cum.
And how do I find them?
It's a matter of luck, she said, shrugging. They flow through this world everywhere. They are its lifeblood. The bigger your dungeon is, the more likely it is you'll find it.
Expand.
Progress.
Makes sense. The more glyphs you have, the more capacity you have, too,
continued the soul.
But the more veins you have, the greater your power. The stronger the monsters you can build. The more levels of spells you'll have access to.
Spells?
Right now, you know lightning magic. You draw upon the power of Lord and Lil and Lady Utu.
Who? I asked, my brow furrowing.
The Lord and Lady of Lightning. They are two of the 24, the gods of this world.
I nodded.
Right, of course, there would be gods. Not a fantasy world without those.
Now we need to expand your dungeon, said the soul.
You have to have an exit so you can get out to the village and buy food. As you grow more powerful, you can create farms as part of your domain.
Underground, of course, but harvesting food and sustaining livestock that your servants will attend to.
Until then, you'll have to buy it from local villages.
But that's dangerous.
Because they think I'm evil.
The soul looked down.
Most dungeon builders are not good people. Power corrupts, Leo.
Not me,
I said. I wasn't a bad guy.
We'll see,
she fluttered.
For now, let's build a simple dungeon to get you out and a few guardians to defend it. You can make wo-o wisps since you have the lightning glyph. They're basic lightning elemental monster girls. If you think about creating defenders, they should be the only ones you have access to.
I closed my eyes and entered the crystal's menu. I opened it up and it had a lot of grayed out options. No fire or water. No life or death. Just lightning was allowed. I selected it and saw the image of the monster girl forming in my mind. She looked hot, a sexy creature made of blue plasma. Almost like flame, but it had an incandescence that was different. She had curves. Large breasts and shapely hips, her legs long. Her hair was white and crackling with electricity. She stood in a pose, looking at once dangerous and sexy. Her eyes fixed on me, glowing like a lightning bolt captured in a sphere, forever arcing.
Now bring her to life,
said the soul in my mind.
Give her existence.
Name her. A name arose in my mind. It seemed to come from the monster girl I stared at. Like she always had a name but just needed someone to realize it and speak it to bring her into existence.
Svisos,
I said, speaking her name with perfect intonation. Power rushed across me. I opened my eyes to see the darkness swirling on the other side of the void crystal. Then Svisos appeared, her body shedding blue light. Her flesh rippled like dancing plasma in the shape of a gorgeous woman. She stretched her arms above her head, her fingers flexing. Her large breasts swayed.
Lord Leo.
She moaned and moved around the crystal. She ducked beneath my extended arms, my hands still gripping the gem. Then she fell to her knees.
It's so wonderful to exist.
I'm going to serve you and protect you with everything I got.
Peppy.
I said then gasped as she sucked my dick into her warm mouth. It was different from Lana Fullman's. This mouth rippled about my cock. She felt ephemeral and solid all at the same time. I groaned as the soul fluttered around me. She had a big grin on her face, her eyes bright.
Make another one.
She commanded. I focused on the will-o-wisp and another name drifted up out of my soul. A potential being who waited for my imagination and my word to give her shape and life.
Zybus.
Darkness swirled her into existence on the other side of the gem. Her large breasts heaved. They rippled with her blue plasma. Her eyes glowed. She shuddered and wiggled her hips. Then she sauntered around.
Thank you, Lord Leo. She purred, her voice throaty. You are welcome, Zybus.
I groaned, loving the feel of that hot mouth on my cock. Svisos was sucking hard. Just bobbing her head and loving my dick, Zybus pressed her bust to form against me. She was made of blue plasma, looking as ephemeral as a fire, and yet she could touch me. She could press those lush breasts of hers right against me. It was such a treat to feel. Her hands roamed across my body, touching me. I was having fun with this, and I could happily make two more of the will-o-wisps to guard my base. And to love me. My own harem of naughty monster girls, Svisos sucked on my cock, her mouth so warm and exciting. Her hands slid around my waist to grab my rump. She held on tight as I focused on my next monster girl to conjure. I let my thoughts sink into the void crystal. I could see the will-o-wisp, that curvaceous beauty with the white hair and the sultry smile, her body made out of flames. Svite. I groaned, letting her be born into this world. The darkness swirled and spun my next lover and servant into existence. Svite had a naughty grin as she rushed over to my other side. She threw her arms around my neck and kissed at the side of my face, her big boobs pressed into my left side. She rubbed up against me, her eyes so bright and delightful.
Thank you, Lord Leo.
She cooed. She humped her twat on my thigh. That was surprisingly wet. I could feel the texture of her pussy lips, making my dick throb harder in Svisos's hungry mouth. She nursed with hunger while her sister will-o-wisps rubbed up against my sides. Point one more.
MMM, you are doing great, Lord Leo.
The soul said in that motherly voice of hers. She reminded me of my own mother. Flashes of her popped into my head. Busta and delicious. A warm and welcoming woman. I flushed at the taboo thought of thinking of my own mother. As I made the fourth will-o-wisp, I almost expected her to be Zoe Baldwin, but instead, the name Kib arose in my mind. She spun out of the darkness, and though she was Busta, her large breasts heaving as she stretched her back, there was definitely nothing motherly about how she squealed.
Lord Leo.
Kibber said with such a girlish delight. She bounced like one of the cheerleaders, her big boobs of glowing plasma heaving before her.
You're so awesome.
Thank you for making me.
You are amazing.
Groaned Zybus as she humped against my right side.
Yes, yes.
Svite echoed. She kissed my cheek again.
I love you, Lord Leo.
I love you. Kibber gushed as she raced around and hugged me from behind. Her large, soft breasts rubbed into my back. So warm. Her nipples poked hard. She humped her cunt into my ass gripped by Svisos's hands. She sucked with delight on my cock. She bobbed her mouth, working that naughty mouth up and down my dick. She nursed with such wonderful hunger on my dick. She sucked with all the passion she could muster.
Damn.
I moaned, three sets of roiling breasts rubbing against me while Svisos sucked on my cock. She had such a delicious mouth.
You will-o-wisps are wonderful.
My hands slid around Zybus's and Svite's waists. I grabbed their asses. I squeezed their plump rumps.
Just delicious.
They giggled as I kneaded their asses. Svite kissed to my mouth and claimed it with hungry lips while Kibber moaned. We're yours, master. For sexy sisters to serve you. Moaned Zybus. We'll love you and each other.
Sisters, my dick throbbed in delight at the idea. They would do things with each other.
Incestuous things. My cock throbbed in Svisos's sucking mouth. The ache rose to the tip of my cock. A wonderful burst of bliss that would explode out of me. I would have such a huge orgasm. My balls tightening, I knew I would dump my cum into her mouth.
Yes.
I groaned, breaking the kiss with Svite. You four are going to get it on with each other.
We will, Lord Leo.
Svite cooed. To please you, Lord Leo. Kibber moaned, rubbing those big boobs into my back and humping against my rump.
Yes, yes, yes.
Groaned Zybus, her tits rubbing on my right side as she bounced. Svisos just sucked with all her might, her fingers digging into my rump. They felt amazing, her digits flexing. The will-o-wisps all felt incredible on me. I groaned, coming closer and closer to that moment of eruption. The pressure in my balls soared. I would have such a huge one. Just fire all that jizz into Svisos's mouth. Zybus kissed me next. She thrust her tongue into my mouth. She stroked my chest as my sexy will-o-wisp sucked hard on my cock. She nursed with such passion, her tongue dancing around my dick. The pressure swelled to the tip. I exploded, wrenching my lips from Zybus's. I moaned.
Yes.
Drink it, Svisos. Drink all of Lord Leo's cum. Moaned Kibber. She bounced behind me, rubbing her big boobs into my back.
Yes, yes, gulp it all down.
My toes curled as the cum fired out of my dick. Spurt after spurt of hot jizz that erupted into her mouth. She gulped it down while the pleasure rushed through me. I groaned through clenched teeth. This was so much better than spending a day at college. This was amazing.
Fuck, fuck, fuck.
I panted as she gulped down all that cum.
MM Leo, you're having so much fun with your groupies.
Lana Fullman called from the bedroom. They look so hot around you.
They are hot.
I groaned, my fingers digging into Svide's and Zybus's asses. I held them tight as Visos drank down my cum. She gulped down every drop of it with such hunger. It was fantastic. I loved every second of it.
Goddamn, yes.
I growled. Svisos slid her mouth off my cock with a wet plop.
Lord Leo, your cum was amazing.
I swallowed it all.
See?
Yeah. She opened her mouth,
the blue flames illuminating her tongue as she swirled it around in her mouth, not a drop of white to be seen.
You should have saved us some, Zyba said. We're your sisters.
Whoops, said Svisos and giggled.
Don't play dumb,
Kibber said.
We have to have come, too. We're his.
His, Svite squealed.
Lord Leo, you own us.
Yes, I do,
I said. I glanced back through the doorway to Lana lying on my bed. She had her legs spread wide, her glowing, silver body looking so lush and delicious.
Svisos and Kibber, go play with Lana. She needs loving, too. She's a movie star.
Yay,
Kibber gushed.
She's like our big sister. She's a lightning sprite.
Big sis Lana,
Svisos said and bounded to her feet. She darted around me, Kibber following after.
And I'm going to play with you too,
I said, squeezing Zyba's and Svite's rumps. They both giggled in delight as I turned them to the bedroom. My cock was still so hard. So ready to go again. This world might be insane, definitely was impossible, but I was having so much fun here. I was just going to believe it was real. It felt real. I was having all the orgasms I could want. So why not just accept it? Svisos and Kibber were on Lana in a flash. They both went for her large tits, moaning.
Big sis Lana.
They engulfed her nipples and thrust hands in between her thighs to rub at the movie star's pussy. She groaned, her lightning wings crackling as they twitched against the bed. It was a big bed. I was glad I put one in that size. I reached it and glanced at the two monster girls pressing up against me. Their blazing bodies felt so right. They had this wonderful tingle to them. They were so delicious, ball lightning brought to life. That was what will-o-wisps were in the real world. That strange, natural phenomenon. I read that somewhere. But here they were two sexy sisters I would get to fuck. My dick throbbed hard. I had seen enough porn to know exactly how I wanted to handle this. I glanced at the two sexy will-o-wisps and commanded.
I want you two to lay together, one on the other, and press those pussies together. I want to devour your cunts.
Just feast on them.
Yes, Lord Leo.
They moaned together. My dick throbbed at that. They were such sexy monster girls. So exciting. My blood boiled as they broke apart from me and headed to the bed. They threw their arms around each other and melted together in an incestuous kiss. Zyba's pressed Svite down and slid on her, their plasma bodies rubbing tight. They looked so delicious, their blue flames that made up their flesh roiling and rippling in the shape of their feminine forms. The sisters' pussies were right there, so close together. They were just begging to be eaten out. I licked my lips and leaned down. The tart scent of their pussies filled my nose as I came closer and closer to them.
God, you two are fucking beautiful,
I moaned.
Lord Leo, you're so nice,
moaned Svite.
So nice. That's why we love you,
Zyba said.
Because you're so nice and you made us and you give us cum.
Cum, groaned Svite. I smiled at that. I could hear Lana and the other two will-o-wisps having their fun nearby as I knelt on the floor by the bed, their pussies right before me. I nuzzled into Svite's lower pussy and licked up her twat. She had juices. Her folds, though made of the same blue plasma, were wet and juicy. They felt as soft as Lana's or the soul's cunt. I licked up through her folds to her sister's pussy. They both had lighter azure for their labia, their depths this enchanting blue. They both had tart-flavored cunts, but their flavors were a little different. I groaned, appreciating Zyba's cunt as I flicked up to her taint. They both moaned in delight, their bodies squirming tight in incestuous passion. They were excited, their tart juices flowing. Zyba's dribbled down to her sister's cunt, coating the other in her delight. It made Svite's pussy such a treat to feast on.
God, you two are so fucking delicious to eat,
I moaned as I licked at the sister's cunts. It was so exciting to go from one to the other, fluttering up and down their delicious folds.
Shit, I love it. We love it too, Lord Leo,
moaned Svite, my tongue sliding up her tart pussy lips and across her clit.
Right, Zyba's?
Right.
Zyba's moaned as I flicked at her pussy, brushing her hard clit and then sliding into her folds. I thrust my tongue into Zyba's pussy. Her hot flesh squeezed down on me. My dick throbbed, aching to slide into the will-o-wisp's cunt. I would have such a fun time fucking the sisters. I would ravish them. It would be fantastic. My balls swelled with the pressure of my cum. I would have a huge one. I swabbed my tongue up and down their pussies. I licked and lapped at them with such hunger. I caressed them with my tongue, feasting on them with all the hunger I had in me. Their pussy juices mixed on my lips. The incestuous thrill of devouring a pair of monster girl sisters' pussies was such a treat. I lapped at them, sliding from Svite's to Zyba's and then back down to Svite's, caressing where their clits rubbed together. I thrust my tongue into their cunts, swirling around, letting my taste buds soak in their tart passion.
Yes, yes, yes,
Svite moaned.
Lord Leo, you make our pussies feel so good,
moaned Zyba's.
Ooh, ooh, that's it. Keep doing that. We're going to come. Come.
I loved it. I sucked on their clits together. I had both of their buds in my lips. They gasped and squirmed. The flames swirling through their bodies, the superheated plasma that made up their flesh boiled faster. The patterns it made across Zyba's plump ass were hypnotic to watch as I nursed on their clits. They both squirmed on the bed, adding their delight to the sounds that Lana made as she enjoyed Svisos and Kibber. My dick ached as I nursed on their clits. I fluttered my tongue against their buds, loving how the sisters moaned and gasped, grinding together in sapphic passion. This was so hot. So delicious. I had made them. I brought them into existence so I could love them. My heart pounded so hard in my chest. The pressure rose and rose in my balls. My dick throbbed and ached. I would explode. I couldn't wait to fuck them both so hard.
Lord Leo!
Squealed Svite.
I'm coming!
Me too, Lord Leo! Zybus gasped. Pussy juices gushed into my mouth. Twin floods of pussy cream squirted from the sisters' pussies. Their tart passion bathed my face. I opened my mouth wide, drinking down their combined delight. I savored the thrill of gulping down their hot passion. My dick ached and throbbed as they squirmed together, grinding their bodies tight. They kissed, sharing their incestuous passion for each other while they trembled through their orgasms. The plasma boiled in Zybus's ass, swirls of bright blues and dark azures mixing in wild roils of delight.
Yes!
I groaned.
Lord and Lil's zapping cock!
Squealed Zybus.
Lady Utter's tingly cunt!
Gasped Svite.
You're the best, Lord Leo! Just the best!
I grinned at them, my dick so hard. I was so ready to fuck them. To pound my will o' wisps hard and come in their pussies. Chapter 6. Lana Fullman savored the feel of the two will o' wisps sucking on her nipples. Hearing them call her big sis Lana sent this wonderful thrill through the movie star. To her, this was far, far better than sitting bored on a set for 3 hours waiting for the crew to set up everything so she could spend the next 3 hours saying the same lines over and over again until it was perfect. Here she just had to be herself and love her number one fan. Leo Baldwin was having fun licking and lapping at his new Monster Girls cunts, the two sisters moaning and gasping as he devoured them while Lana savored those hungry mouths sucking at her nipples. Kibir and Svisos had such exciting mouths. They were birthed out of lightning like Lana had been, but were different. They were made of the roiling plasma, their blue bodies rubbing against her silver flesh. Lana's toes curled as they nursed on her hard nipples.
That's it,
Lana cooed.
Yes, yes, you two are going to serve Lord Leo with all your hearts.
They both squealed around her nipples with such enthusiasm.
That's what I thought.
Lana said, a big smile crossing her plump lips.
Yes, yes, you feel amazing. You're going to make me come, aren't you?
They both moaned.
And I'll make you come, too,
the lightning sprite said. She licked her lips.
Oh, yes, I know how to eat pussy, too. I had to go down on more than one dyke casting director to get roles. God, Hollywood is such a fucked up cesspool.
Here, it's more simple. We love Leo. Svisos popped her mouth off Lana's nub.
We do, big sis.
Big sis, thought the movie star. Her lightning wings flexed and crackled. What a naughty thing for these two delectable cuties to call me.
Now why don't you sit on my face, Svisos, and you, Kibir, put that mouth to better use.
Kibir popped her mouth off Lana's nipple.
You want me to suck on your pussy, don't you? And lick at it, and finger it, and do all the naughty things you want to it.
Lana moaned.
I can, big sis.
Kibir grinned. She had such plump lips and exciting eyes.
You're so sexy. Yes, yes, you are, big sis.
Moaned Svisos as she moved. Lana glanced over at the other two little wisps getting their cunts devoured by Leo. He feasted on them, the top of his head peeking out over Zybus's rump. Lana's number one fan had brought her to this exciting world. She was so thrilled to get to explore every bit of it. Svisos straddled Lana's head. The will-o'-wisp's pussy lowered down to the movie star's face. That tart delight, pussy lips roiling with plasma, planted on Lana's mouth. She flicked her tongue out, sliding through the exciting folds, tasting tart monster girl pussy.
Delicious.
Lana Fullman groaned in that trademark sultry purr of hers that had made so many boys, like her number one fan, fall in love with her. She grabbed Svisos' thighs, gripping those warm legs tight, and devoured the will-o'-wisp's pussy. She licked with hunger, devouring that delightful pussy. Tart juices poured into Lana's mouth, her body trembling in delight, large boobs jiggling.
Ooh, big sis,
moaned Svisos. Her hands grabbed Lana's tits and kneaded them. That sent more thrills through the lightning sprite. Then a new delight joined the fun. Kibber's hands pushed apart Lana's thighs. The monster girl just dived in. She pressed her mouth into Lana's hairless pussy and licked. The warm, tingly tongue of plasma slid through the movie star's juicy folds. Pleasure raced through her.
Yes.
Lana Fullman moaned into Svisos's pussy. She fluttered her tongue and licked up and down the will-o'-wisp's twat. The monster girl moaned, wiggling from side to side as Lana feasted on her.
Ooh, that's good. Eat big sis's pussy.
Svisos moaned.
I am.
Kibber cooed.
Ooh, she tastes so good. I love it.
So does Svisos. Lana moaned. She thrust her tongue into the monster girl's twat, feeling those silky, wet walls. Svisos moaned, her butt cheeks clenching right before Lana's eyes. The monster girl's back arched, her white hair dancing over the swirling patterns of blues that made up her flesh. Tart juices ran over Lana's tongue. Lightning arced between the strands of Lana's hair. Her wings twitched as she savored Kibber's hungry licking. The will-o'-wisp knew just where to lick and lap and caress to make Lana's cunt melt. She savored that wonderful sensation as she shuddered on her back, the delight rushing through her body. She clamped her thighs down on that licking monster girl's head. Lana held Kibber tight to her pussy, savoring that tongue licking and lapping at her. She knew she would have a huge orgasm. Just a sizzling explosion of bliss that would wash through her. She couldn't wait. Her tongue plowed into the other will-o'-wisp's pussy, just feasting on the naughty monster girl with hunger. Lana loved it. She was a naughty monster girl, too. This world was so amazing. She was so happy.
Yes, yes, yes!
Svisos moaned, her hands kneading into Lana's tits.
Oh, big sis, yes, yes. You're going to make me explode.
Good. Lana moaned.
She fluttered her tongue around in fast circles, licking and lapping at the delicious snatch sitting on her face.
Yes, yes, just come on me. Yes, yes, come on her.
Kibber moaned, her tongue fluttering up and brushing Lana's clit. The lightning sprite bucked. Pleasure zapped from her clit as Kibber bathed it with her tongue. The movie star loved it. More lightning arced between the strands of her hair. She moaned out in delight, feasting on Sviso's pussy with such hunger. She devoured the monster girl's cunt, drinking up all those juices. Sviso's loved it. Her fingers slid up Lana's tits to those nipples topping them. The movie star enjoyed how the will-o-wisp twisted those nubs. Sparks flared from those hard points. They showered through Lana's body, feeding her growing orgasm.
God, yes!
She moaned.
Ooh, that's good. Lady at her sizzling cunt!
Purred Sviso's. I like that. That's so nice.
Ooh, you're making my pussy feel so good. Yes, yes, I'm going to come. Come!
Kibber moaned and sucked on Lana's clit.
Come with me!
The movie star moaned, her wings twitching. Her pussy clenched point two of Kibber's fingers buried into the zapping depths of Lana Fullman's pussy. She clamped her sheath down on those intruding digits. The pleasure rushed through her. She groaned and humped against Kibber's sucking mouth on her clit. Lana's tongue swirled through Sviso's pussy. At the same time, the movie star's silver hand slid up the will-o-wisp's blue thigh. She reached for her fellow lightning monster girl's pussy. For that throbbing clit. She caressed over roiling flesh and found Sviso's labia, and the little bud nestled in those petals.
Big sis!
Sviso's moaned, her ass clenching.
Yes, yes, big sis. You're amazing. You're almost as awesome as Lord Leo.
In the real world, Lana would have been offended that anyone would be more awesome than her, but she understood. Her number one fan was the most important person in the world. He was more awesome than her. She was lucky to be his lightning sprite. She rubbed hard at Sviso's clit and fucked her tongue in and out of the will-o-wisp's tart pussy. At the same time, Lana Fullman's nub throbbed in Kibber's mouth. The other will-o-wisp sucked with such hunger, nursing with such passion on that naughty nub and thrust two digits into Lana's pussy. An orgasm swelled faster and faster in Lana. She moaned into Sviso's pussy, fingers dancing over the will-o-wisp's nub.
Big sis!
Sviso's gasped.
Thank you!
Tart pussy juices gushed out of the will-o-wisp's pussy. Lana Fullman drank down that wonderful delight. Her eyes watched Sviso's butt cheeks clenching, the swirls of sapphires, azures, periwinkles, and other hues of blue dancing across the will-o-wisp's skin.
Oh fuck yes!
The movie star moaned, the excitement of drinking down Sviso's yummy cunt cream sending her over the edge. Lana Fullman came. Her body bucked as her orgasm surged through her. She shuddered on her back, bucking through the bliss that raced through her body. Her pussy writhed around Kibber's thrusting fingers. Lana whimpered and moaned, the heat rushing through her body. Her toes curled. Her breasts jiggled from the wonderful heat that rushed through her body.
So good!
Kibber moaned, licking up the juices gushing out around her digits buried in Lana's cunt.
Big sis! You taste so good! You're amazing, big sis!
Moaned Sviso's as she squirmed atop Lana's mouth. Lana laughed at the will-o-wisp and drank down all her juices. Her body bucked through her own rapture. She savored it. The heat rushed through her. It was so wild to experience. Stars danced across her vision, while lightning zapped between strands of her hair. She hit the peak of her orgasm, her entire body electrified. She shuddered, hearing the other two monster girls coming together. Her number one fan had pleased them. That made her so happy for the will-o-wisps. She was so glad they got to enjoy such naughty delights. I stood up, pussy cream dripping from my face. My two will-o-wisp sisters were still squirming together. Zyba's ass clenched as she ground her cunt against Svite's cunt. My dick ached. I had to fuck them hard, fuck them both. Could I really do this? I had this idea. I wanted to try it out. I ached to fuck from one sister's cunt to the other. It would be so hot. My dick throbbed at the taboo idea of enjoying a pair of sisters. They were kissing, sharing their naughty passion. I pressed my cock against Svite's pussy. She moaned, her hands sliding up and down her sister's back. I loved the sight. On the other side of the bed, Sviso's was sliding off of Lana's face, and Kibber was lifting her head from between the movie star's thighs.
My turn to eat you out, Kibber.
Lana moaned.
Lie on your back. And Sviso's eat me out. Yes, big sis.
The other two will-o-wisps moaned together, looking so happy. I thrust into Svite's pussy. I buried my cock into her warm depths. It was incredible to be swallowed by her sheath. Her cunt squeezed around me. She held me tight as I buried to the hilt in her. I felt Sybus's pussy rubbing on my bush, soaking my hairs.
Yes, Lord Leo,
moaned Svite.
Lord and Lil's zapping cock. You're so big. Ooh, ooh, lucky you,
moaned Sybus, squirming around.
You'll get your turn.
I said dot smack, my hand cracked on her butt cheek, her blue, swirling flesh rippling.
Trust me. I do, Lord Leo.
She moaned. As I drew back through the delight of Svite's pussy, I watched as Kibber stretched out on her back. Her white hair fanned over the bed, her large breasts pillowing into two lush mounds. Lana ducked her head down. Her golden hair, crackling with lightning, spilled over Kibber's thighs. Lana buried her face into will-o-wisp pussy while Sviso's knelt behind my movie star. With a giggle, Sviso's ducked her head down. Lana squealed as she had her cunt eaten out by Sviso's. It was hot to watch as I pumped away at Svite's pussy. My will-o-wisp clenched her twat about me, whimpering and moaning as she squirmed beneath her sister. It was such a hot thing to watch. It made my dick throb and ache as I pumped away at her cunt, but I had to be in Zyba's, too. I couldn't just fuck Svite. I ripped my dick out of the warm and silky heaven of Svite's pussy, shifted my cock up a few inches, and thrust into Zyba's depths. We both groaned as I penetrated her roiling pussy. Her flesh squeezed around me, welcoming my dick soaked in her sister's cream.
Lord Leo!
She moaned. Lady out of sizzling pussy, that's so good.
Ooh, yes, yes, that's wonderful.
I grinned, so glad that she enjoyed it. I fucked away at Zyba's cunt while my balls smacked into Svite's pussy. The heat rippled around my dick. It was so amazing to feel. My dick throbbed in her cunt. She moaned, her butt cheeks rippling from the impact.
Lord Leo!
She moaned.
Oh, Lord Leo, you're churning up my pussy.
I know. I groaned and then ripped my cock out of her cunt and shifted down to her sister's twat. I buried into Svite's pussy in a single thrust. Her hot twat welcomed me. She gasped, her fingernails biting into her sister's back. It was so delicious to watch. I loved it. My dick throbbed in her depths. I savored the heat of her cunt. I fucked away at her. I pounded her pussy with hard strokes. I buried into her again and again, slamming to the depths of her twat with my powerful strokes. I groaned, loving every moment of burying into her snatch. Then I switched back to her sister's twat. I slammed into Zyba's cunt, my dick drinking in the friction of her tight sheath. She felt as delicious as Svite. I pumped away at her for a few strokes and then I was switching again.
Fuck!
I growled as I plunged into Svite's pussy.
Lord Leo!
She groaned in triumph.
Your dick is amazing. Lord and Lil's zapping dick, yes?
I reveled in her hot and juicy pussy, fucking the will-o-wisp with passion while Zyba squirmed and whimpered. She needed me, too. I ripped out of Svite and buried into the tightness of Zyba's cunt. She felt so delicious. Just like her sister. It was so hot to fuck the two sisters' pussies. I would only thrust away for a few strokes until I was switching back to the other snatch. My balls swung. Their cream dripped from my cock. I mixed their juices. It was so wild. So hot.
Lord Leo!
They squealed.
I love your dick, Lord Leo! Your cock is amazing, Lord Leo! Fuck my pussy hard, Lord Leo!
Lady out of sizzling cunt,
I love your dick! Your cock is the best, Lord Leo!
The best! My orgasm built and built with every plunge into one of the sisters' cunts. That moment of parting her labia and feeling her hot sheath sliding around my cock was incredible. The sensation flowed down to my balls that brimmed with the cum that I would just fire into them. I would fuck them for 5 or 6 strokes and then rip out. My cock would be bathed by cool air, soaked in will-o-wisp pussy cream. Then I rammed into the other sister's snatch. The same experience engulfed me again, bringing me a little closer to coming. Svite and Zyba shared their incestuous passion for each other. Kissing. Their big boobs pressed tight. They tripped their clits together, hips undulating as I fucked back and forth from their delicious pussies. We were all building towards our orgasms just like the other three were. Lana feasted on Kibber's pussy. Lying on her back, Kibber's big tits jiggled as she shuddered. Svisos had her lips glued to my movie star's rump while her blue hand slid over Lana's silver ass. I watched the show as I enjoyed the sister's twats that I slammed into Svite's pussy when something delicious happened. She came.
Lord Leo!
She squealed, bucking beneath her sister as she climaxed. Her fingernails clawed at her fellow will-o-wisp's back as her pussy went wild around my dick.
Fuck!
I groaned at that hot flesh sucking at my dick. Her cunt felt amazing. I groaned, my balls tightening. The heat rushed through my body.
Goddamn, fuck, that's good. Come in me, Lord Leo.
Svite moaned as her pussy begged me to do just that. Her hot flesh rippled around me, bathing my dick in pleasure.
No, no, I need him to come in me,
moaned Zyba's.
I need to come.
No fair hogging him, Svite.
Lord Leo.
Svite just moaned, her cunt spasming around my dick. I wanted to come in her. To just erupt, but Zyba's must be on the verge of orgasming, too. She deserved to have that pleasure. She was just as sexy as her sister. I ripped my cock out of Svite's wonderful, heavenly cunt with a groan.
No!
She whimpered. I shifted my cock up and slammed into Zyba's pussy.
Yes!
She gasped.
Lord Leo! I love you!
Your cock is the best.
Lady out of sizzling cunt, yes!
Her pussy writhed around my dick. I groaned as I savored her hungry cunt spasming around my shaft. She sucked at me. I shuddered, my balls relaxing as that wonderful twat massaged me to the point of exploding. I relaxed my self-control.
Fucking hell, yes!
I gasped out. My cum fired into Zyba's pussy. I pumped spurt after spurt of my jizz into her. Stars burst across my vision. My balls tensed as they emptied into her cunt. She moaned in delight. Her hungry flesh sucked at me. She worked at me with that delicious twat. But Svite needed my cum, too, still spurting jizz. I ripped my dick out of Zyba's pussy. Jizz splattered the sisters' vulvas, coating their swirling petals with milky cum. It dripped over them both as I buried into Svite.
God, yes!
I groaned as her spasming flesh welcomed me into her depths. I finished unloading every drop of spunk I had in her. Stars danced across my eyes as I loved every moment of spurting in her. I savored the delicious pleasure. My tongue licked my lips, still coated in their tart delight. I savored the incestuous taste of their combined passion. It was such a heady thrill.
Yes, yes, yes!
Lana moaned, her body trembling.
Svisos!
Oh, Svisos, that's incredible. That's what I love.
You're making me feel amazing.
I bet she is.
I groaned, my dick throbbing and aching.
Big sis.
Gasped Kibber. She swayed.
Oh, big sis, that's it. Ooh, that's it.
That's wonderful. I watched them coming as Fight's pussy slowed its spasms around my dick. She kissed her sister. The sounds they made were so delicious. My cock throbbed so hard. I was ready to love my monster girls.
Lana.
I said once she was done coming.
Want to switch?
I left mine full of my cum.
Oh, you are my number one fan.
Groaned Lana. You know just what I want. I winked at her. I pulled my cock out of Svite's pussy and moved around them. Svisos and Kibber were sitting up, both staring at me. I paused and kissed Lana, our lips smeared in tart pussy cream. Hers was so much fresher. I loved the taste of Kibber on her lips. Then we broke apart. She slid off the bed to devour Svite's and Zybus's pussies while I had Kibber and Svisos to play with. The two sisters beamed up at me with such naughty gleams in their eyes. They were making me shiver. They were so sexy. My dick throbbed, so ready to enjoy them both. I studied their bountiful figures.
Svisos gets to ride my cock and Kibber, you get my face.
I said.
Lucky me.
Kibber said.
I think I'm the lucky one.
Svisos said, grabbing my cock. She stroked my wet dick soaked in her sister's pussy cream. I just stretched out on my back, so ready to love my other two willow wisps. They were so sexy and delicious. I would have so much fun. It would be the best thing in the world. I couldn't wait to enjoy them both. They both straddled me, Svisos sliding over my waist, her hand gripping my cock, while her sister straddled my face. Her hairless pussy hovered right above my head. Together, they lowered their cunts to me. Svisos's pussy lips brushed my cock first. She groaned as she sank her juicy snatch down my dick. Kibber, meanwhile, smiled down at me past her large tits. She was sitting on me with her back to her sister. I thought that was naughty of her. I stared up at those lush tits of her swirling with azures and cerulean vapors, the hues mixing together. As Svisos's cunt swallowed my dick, Kibber settled on my mouth. Her tart juices, a lighter flavor than her sister, soaked my taste buds. I loved it. I licked at her as my dick throbbed in Svisos's cunt. Kibber moaned. She grabbed her tits and squeezed them. Her hard nipples thrust from the tips. White hair swayed about her cute face as she stared down at me, her eyes glowing.
Lady at a sizzling cunt.
She moaned as my tongue dug through her folds, gathering up her tart juices.
That feels so good.
I winked at her.
Yes, yes, Lord and Lil zapping dick.
Moaned Svisos as she rode me. She worked that wonderful cunt up and down my cock, squeezing about me as she rose up me.
Oh, that's so delicious.
Lana moaned in the background.
MMM, my number one fan's just leaking out of your sexy pussies. Ooh, big sis Lana.
Moaned Svite. That's so nice.
It is.
Zybus cooed in her throatier tone. I loved it. My dick throbbed in Svisos's cunt. She slammed her pussy down my dick then slid up it slowly, her pussy squeezing at me, sucking at me. My balls twitched. I groaned into Kibber's yummy cunt. My tongue thrust deep into her, swirling around. She kneaded her tits as I feasted on her pussy. She cooed in delight as those big, lush mounds dimpled beneath her fingers. It was so hot to watch as I drank the tart juices leaking out of her cunt. They flowed into my mouth. Such yummy delight to imbibe that I sucked it all down. I loved every moment of feasting on her cunt. I devoured every drop she had. I loved it. My tongue fluttered up and down her pussy. I sucked down her juices, wanting her to enjoy every bit of passion that I could give her, all while her sister worked her cunt up and down my dick.
Damn.
I groaned.
Damn, Svisos, you love my cock.
Of course I do, Lord Leo.
She moaned, her pussy clenching about my shaft as she slid up.
You have the best dick in the world.
You do.
Lana Fullman moaned.
So amazing, Lord Leo.
Svite gushed.
I can't wait for my turn.
Kibber moaned, her fingers digging into her tits as she squirmed her cunt on me. I winked up at her. She giggled, her hips grinding her pussy in slow circles on my mouth. Her tart cream coated my lips and chin. My nose breathed in that wonderful aroma. I fucked my tongue into her depths, loving her pussy clenching down on me like her sister's twat did about my dick. The two willow wisps were driving me wild. Svisos rode me faster and faster. Her pussy grew hotter and hotter. She moaned, her tits slapping together. I loved the sound they made, that smack of heavy flesh on flesh. Her cunt swelled that ache at the tip of my dick. That explosive need to come that would burst out of me. I couldn't wait to bathe her cunt with all my jizz. I would pump so much spunk into Svisos's cunt. I groaned into Kibber's twat. My tongue swirled through her hot folds. She groaned, her fingers sliding up to her nipples. She pinched those dark blue nubs, moaning.
Lady at a sizzling cunt.
I love your mouth on my pussy, Lord Leo.
Thank you for making me.
Yes, yes, yes.
Gasped Svisos.
We're yours. Yours.
Her pussy slammed down my cock. Her flesh spasmed out. I groaned as her hot cunt writhed around my dick. She slid up my shaft, her rippling flesh sucking at my cock. My body trembled as my balls tightened. Her pussy felt heavenly around me, bringing me closer and closer to coming. I latched onto Kibber's clit and sucked hard. I nursed on that bud as Svisos's pussy suckled at my dick. Her hot flesh worked around me, bringing me closer and closer to that moment when I would erupt in her, just flood her with all my spunk.
Oh, Lord Leo!
Gasped Kibber. She pinched her nipples hard and then tugged on them, stretching out her breasts. They stretched before her. The swirling pattern of blues danced faster through her. She threw back her head.
Yes. Lady Utu's sizzling cunt.
Her hot juices gushed into my mouth. That flood of delight poured out of her cunt and drowned me. I gulped down her tart delight and groaned. My body bucked. I fired my jizz into her sister's pussy. I flooded Svisos with my cum.
Lord Leo, you honor me with your seed.
Svisos moaned, her pussy spasming even harder around my dick. She sucked at me with that naughty cunt.
Fuck.
I growled, pumping my cum into her pussy. I writhed on the bed. I shuddered through the bliss of my orgasm while drinking down all of Kibber's yummy pussy cream. I swallowed every drop of it. That wonderful cream soaked my mouth. She tasted so good. Such a delicious treat for me to gulp down. It was amazing to experience that and my mind buzzed from the bliss that rushed through me. My heart pounded in my chest. My toes curled. Svisos's pussy milked out the last of my cum. I hit that peak of orgasmic bliss. I was in heaven. This was what I had missed out on all 19 years I'd been alive. My own harem of sexy women. They might be monster girls, but they were still awesome. Delicious. Fantastic.
Ooh, my turn, Lord Leo?
Kibber asked.
Can you fuck me now?
I smiled at her. Chapter 7. After I finished fucking Kibber while she licks Visos's pussy clean, I felt like I wanted to explore these powers more. I left my five monster girls panting on the bed, Lana Fullman in the middle, and padded back to my vault where the void crystal waited hovering up in the air. The soul appeared. She sat down atop of her crystal and smiled at me.
Well, you will need a large room to do some practicing before you go to town to buy some supplies. Practicing?
I asked, arching an eyebrow.
With your magic. You are only at the lowest tier of magic, the beginning tier, but there are still things you can do with it. I know a few spells, and you might always discover more all on your own.
Okay. I said. How many tiers are there?
4 tiers. The more veins of magic you have flowing through your dungeon, the greater your power. You'll need 2 to access the intermediate tier and 4 to get access to the expert tier. And let me guess, 16 to get access to the ultimate tier? I'm starting to wonder if you need me.
The motherly soul said. She shook her head, a smile playing on her lips.
Well, I still don't know any spells.
True. She smiled. You need a large space. Your throne room should suffice.
A nice, big room. You should start by making that.
I grabbed the void crystal.
A throne room, huh? That's a little prestigious. Lord Leo, you're a dungeon builder. You were brought to this world.
Chosen.
By whom?
For what?
I told you I don't know.
She gave me a helpless look.
I would tell you. I would.
Maybe you have to figure it out for yourself. I sighed and focused my awareness into the void crystal. A throne room. Maybe it would be fun to have one. I suddenly was aware of all my monster girls. I smiled as I could feel what little I had built, aware of every nook and cranny. I focused on changing it. The nearest exit to the surface was to my left. That was west since I seemed to be facing north. I was in a mountain. I could sense it rising above me. I decided to expand east for now. I could loop the tunnels back to the exit when I was ready. First, I created a doorway on the other side of my bedroom. I drew the floor plan for another room there, a little bigger one to be like a living room. I could put some furniture in there, couches or something, later. Then I attached a hallway to this new space that led off to the east. I went about 30 or so feet and put in another doorway. Then I pondered about the throne room that I settled on a space that was wide but then would narrow to a small plane. There I put the door. It was a big room, easily able to hold the other rooms of my dungeon. I put double doors at the entrance just to be ostentatious. Fancy ones for a little extra cost. I put in a throne, carved of wood with a cushion to sit on. A raised dais lifted it above the room. Then I sent out the power and made it real with my will. The gem pulsed with its black light. It bathed over me, washing across my skin. I could feel the rocks changing, the new tunnels I created replacing the stone that had been there before. Doors popped into place.
Ooh, I wonder where that door goes,
one of the will-o-wisps said from the other room.
My throne room,
I said and released the void crystal.
So, time to Hogwarts it up.
The soul blinked at me.
Is that a word?
Hogwarts?
What does it mean?
That I read too much when I was a kid. I turned around and marched out of the room. Lana and my will-o-wisps were sliding off the bed, all of them curious. I smiled at them as they fell in beside me. I opened the door onto the unfurnished living room. I crossed it to the other door. It opened into a corridor. It was a little tight. It was the size of a regular one, but we were underground. The lights in the wall helped, but I still felt all that mountain weight over me. I swallowed my unease and headed down to my throne room. The hallway ended at the doors. They were the same style as the others would. Nothing fancy. I could hear the patter of feet as Lana and the will-o-wisps followed. They murmured, their words echoing down the hallway. I smiled. They were adorable. I opened the door onto the throne room. The dais with my throne stood before me. The large room spread out beyond. It almost made me forget we were underground with its size. Other than a few Doric columns, it was open. The door at the far end was more ornate. A double set of doors that, currently, led nowhere. The floors, ceiling, and walls were the same stri of stone as the rest, though in some spots there was a mix of darker grays and brown throughout, pockets of stone different from the cloud gray that made up most of the mountain. I stepped up onto the dais and plopped my naked ass on the throne's padded cushion.
So, magic,
I said to the soul. She wasn't here, but I could feel her.
Yes, this is the perfect spot to practice it.
she spoke in my head. I could hear her voice echoing from everywhere and nowhere all at the same time. It was a surreal experience.
The first thing you need to know is there are three types of magic.
Three.
Got you,
I said, gripping the armrest of my throne.
Three what?
Lana Fullman asked. She hugged the back of my throne and peeked around, her silver face sparkling with curiosity. The will-o'-wisps began crowding around my throne, kneeling on the sides and smiling up at me with such eager interest in eyes.
Types of magic,
I said.
Which are?
Lana Fullman asked, her crackling wings fluttering.
Yeah, which are, soul?
I paused. I needed a nickname for the soul. It was such an awkward thing to call her.
Susan?
You know. She wasn't Susan. Karen? Definitely not a Karen.
Magic is split into external, internal, and ritual categories. An external spell is prayed to the Lord of the Element, the god who presides over it. It is magic that affects the world around you. They can often be offensive magic, but not always. Internal spells are prayed to the Lady of the Element, the consort to the Lord. These spells only affect you. They are buffs or transformations. Things that enhance or protect you. The last category are rituals. These create permanent effects or magic on very large scales. They take time to cast and are prayed to both the Lord and the Lady.
I nodded. That seems straightforward. Other than I have no idea whom I'm supposed to pray to.
I thought it was like arcane magic. This sounds more like divine magic.
Miracles or something.
You're not casting miracles. You are merely speaking incantations that are in some ways beseeching the gods. But the power comes from you. It's drawn out of your connection to the void crystal. You have the words imprinted on your heart.
I do. I glanced down at the glyph on my chest. The stylized S made of the three cuneiform markings. Was that important? Were they really cuneiform markings or was it just something that looked like them? I was in another world. Cuneiform was used by the ancient Sumerians, right? Or was it the Babylonians?
Maybe both.
It was biblical times shit, so way before me.
So how do I cast spells?
I know of three spells in the beginner tier of the lightning element.
Two external and one internal.
All right. I said, an eager excitement racing through me. I stood up, my will-o'-wisps all staring at me with eager looks on their faces. Their white hair almost crackled with the static electricity coursing through their bodies.
How do I cast them? What do I have to say? You must focus your mind on what you wish to happen as you cast them.
You must guide the spell. You speak the words, but the will that shapes them is yours.
Just as with this place. I am the soul of the words, but your imagination is still needed.
Your mind, Lord Leo.
The first spell is Lightning Spear. An offensive weapon that flies from you and strikes one enemy.
I nodded, thinking about that. I stared out at the throne room, then focused on a column. How to throw it out. I could feel my connection to the void crystal. This nebulous tether that tied us together. It flowed between us. A strong connection that tingled and pulsed. My fingers flexed as this anticipation flowed through me. My heart pounded faster and faster. The heat built and built in my body. I smiled, eager to unleash my power. I pictured a bolt of lightning flying from me and striking it. I could almost see it. My heart pounded. Blood rushed hot through my veins. I could almost hear words echoing through my ears.
Okay, I feel the connection. I want to throw it.
Then speak the words written on your heart. The soul whispered.
Lord Leo, do you hear them?
Their rhythm.
They are there, waiting for you to speak them.
I closed my eyes. I could almost hear them.
What were they?
The words were muffled. Indistinct. I furrowed my brow, feeling the weight of the words pressing down on me. My skin prickled. My harem of monster girls and my movie starlet all stared at me.
What were those words?
Focus.
Do not be distracted.
Easy for you to say. I muttered. I breathed slowly. My fingers twitched. I could see the lightning bolt.
Shape it, but what were those words?
It was like trying to pick out a single conversation from a crowded room. My jaw clenched. Sweat broke out across my head. I focused on it. The words sharpened. My hands clenched, balling into tight fists. Fingernails bit into flesh.
Lord Leo?
Asked one of the will-o'-wisps.
Shh.
Another hushed.
He's concentrating.
Trying to. I muttered that I kept standing there. I was starting to feel foolish. Embarrassed. My cheeks warmed. I was before my women and failing to hear these words. They were in there. Just waiting for me to unleash them upon the world. I just had to speak the damn things. They were screaming through my blood, pumping from my heart. Come on.
What are they?
I want to fire a lightning bolt. Throw a spear made of electricity. Let me hear those words. A crackle rippled across my skin. I shuddered as I felt the tingle of current. The words grew louder. More distinct. I gasped and focused on electricity. On the surge of energy. The crackling potential. The flashing light and then the discharge of electrons. The primal power of it. The strength that could melt sand and set trees alight. Spark of lightning, crackle of electricity. Let the wrath of Lord and Lil explode. The words were so sharp. My arm raised. They flowed from my lips as I pictured the lightning bolt flying from my fingertip at the column. I cried out.
Spark of lightning, crackle of electricity. Let the wrath of Lord and Lil explode.
A bolt of white-blue lightning erupted from my fingertip. It seemed to strike the column at the same moment that it appeared, linking us for a moment. The snaking bolt twisted and writhed for a heartbeat.
Sparks burst from the column and showered the gray floor. The bolt vanished, leaving an azure blur behind, staining my vision.
Leo!
Lana Fullman breathed. Then my lightning sprite threw herself at me. She hugged me, pressing her round breasts into my back. She kissed my cheek.
Oh, Leo, that was amazing! Lord Leo!
Cheered the will-o'-wisps.
Lord Leo!
I grinned, euphoria sweeping through me. The scent of ozone, that melted plastic scent of burnt air, pervaded the room. I breathed it in, reveling in unleashing the power of lightning. It brimmed in me. I had drawn on a bit of the void crystal's reserves. A drop. Not much at all. I pointed my finger at another column. Spark of lightning, crackle of electricity, let the wrath of Lord and Lil explode. A sharp crack and flare of snaking light. Sparks burst from the column, a scorch mark left behind on the stone. Warmth washed over me. The air sizzled for a moment, alive with the electric current that I had discharged.
That's it, Lord Leo.
Cheered the soul. She was so excited. Her enthusiasm rippled through me. She was so cute and wise all at the same time.
Thanks, Celine.
I said without thought.
Celine?
She asked. Are you giving me a name?
Sure.
Something wrong with it, Celine?
And no.
I just... That's, well, shapes the word, right? Well, I'm shaping you. You're adorable. The world needs to know it.
Is she adorable? Asked Svisos.
The will-o'-wisp stared at me with an inquisitive look. Yes, she is. Of course she is. Lana Fullman said, hugging me tighter. She's my number one fan soul. And he likes adorable girls.
Yes, he does, big sis Lana.
Zyba said. So, what's the other external spell? I asked. Stunning touch. It does what it sounds like. You touch something and... Zap. Stunned. Useful for defending yourself or capturing a prisoner. It does put you in some danger. I don't recommend it unless you're sure you won't get a sword through the heart. You can die just as easily here as in your world.
I shivered. A sword through the heart?
That sounded pretty bad. It won't hurt Lana or one of the will-o'-wisps. They are lightning. You could use any of the spells on them, and it would do nothing but tickle them.
Celine paused.
Why do you ask? You do not have to fear them. They serve you.
Love you?
They are yours, Lord Leo.
I know that.
I said and then turned. I grabbed Lana's boob and imagined the sizzling, crackling forces of lightning to course out of me. The electric discharge of stunning energy. As I did, new words rose in my mind. Sizzling touch, the spark of pain, let the prowess of Lord and Lil stun. Sparks burst between us. Lana's golden hair crackled with static energy. She shuddered, this almost orgasmic look blazing across her face. She whimpered, throaty and delicious. My dick twitched at the sound she made.
Leo.
She moaned, swaying, her plump breast jiggling in my grip.
Oh, Leo, what was that?
It was magical. Then she burst into giggles.
Get it?
I rolled my eyes.
Yeah, I got it.
Ooh, give me the magic, Lord Leo. Svite moaned.
No, I want it.
Kibber cried out, bouncing up and down. Her large tits heaved.
Lord Leo.
Whimpered Zybus. She hugged me from behind, holding me tight.
You can practice on me.
On me, Lord Leo. Moaned Svisos. Just cup my pussy and say those words again. I grinned and did just that. I cupped her hairless twat, feeling her wet warmth. Sizzling touch, the spark of pain, let the prowess of Lord and Lil stun. Her pussy gushed juices. She threw back her head and stumbled off the dais. She collapsed on the floor, spasming. Her large breasts heaved as she cried out in orgasmic delight. A smile burst across her face.
Lord Leo.
She cried out.
Lord Leo.
Lord Leo.
Damn.
I muttered, watching her tremble.
Me.
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 The other three will-o'-wisps said, well, I had to practice that. I cupped Zybus's and Kibber's pussies at the same time. I focused on the electricity coursing into Zybus's cunt first. Just flowing out of my touch. I spoke the words. Sparks burst from her twat. She collapsed on her knees, screaming in rapture. Then I focused on my other hand, the words coming faster as I understood this magic better. Sizzling touch, the spark of pain, let the prowess of Lord and Lil stun.
Lord Leo.
Shrieked Kibber as she stumbled to the side and fell on her hands and knees. Pussy cream gushed down her thighs. Then I was cupping Lana's pussy and Svisos's twat. They both were eager for it.
Eyes stunned.
Svisos first, my will-o'-wisp incapacitated by her screaming orgasm. Her voice echoed across the room. Lana joined her a moment later. She clung to me as she thrashed through her climax, her face buried in the nape of my neck. Lightning arched from her crackling wings. She spread them wide, holding me tight.
Damn.
I muttered, a big smile spreading over my lips. As the will-o'-wisps and Lana Fullman recovered from their orgasms, Celine described the last spell to me. Static aura will surround you in a field of electricity that will protect you from attacks. It has its limits, and the more it blocks, the faster it will fail. It's an internal spell, so you can't give this protection to others. I nodded and focused on encasing myself in static electricity. I remembered what it was like rubbing my feet across wool carpet while wearing socks or rubbing a rubber balloon on my arm. The way the hairs stood up. That tingle pervading across my skin. The words rose. Lightning crackle and hiss, gird me in the love of Lady Utu. Every hair on my body stood up. The tingle raced around me.
It was far, far more intense than building up a static discharge and having a balloon stick to my arm or reaching out to touch a metal doorknob. I could feel the energy around me needing to leap from me. To strike a weapon or block a spell that I smiled as I felt this new power rippling through me. Magic. I was a wizard. A shaper of reality. I sank down on my throne, my monster girls and Lana whimpering around me, and reveled in this power I had. This was amazing. I loved this place. I was going to enjoy my time here. This story is continued in the next part. You have been listening to this podcast on the Erotica Podcast Network. Please visit our other podcasts. Their links are in the description of this episode. To support the free Erotica podcasts, visit our Patreon link. This will allow us to continue providing free content as well as it gives members the ability to request future stories with themes of their choosing. Links for everything are in the podcast description.